Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
And it is Wednesday, for those who don't know what day it is, Wednesday, April 8th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, President Donald Trump said he had a very, really wonderful, warm conversation with Joe Biden on Monday about the coronavirus outbreak. He gave me his point of view, and I fully understood that, and we just had a very friendly conversation, Trump said at his daily press briefing. Biden, who is quarantining in Delaware, spoke to 6ABC on Tuesday about the phone call and the coronavirus plaguing the nation. Biden said the president asked for his views, and he gave Trump four things that he thought were of urgent need that the national government should be doing. They both agreed they wouldn't go into detail with the press, but he acknowledged that they talked to one another, and that if Biden had more suggestions or if Trump wanted to call him, he could. Biden says the warnings were made. When we left office, we warned them that a pandemic was something as a greatest concern. We had set up within the president's office a pandemic office all the way back on January 17th. I wrote an article saying it's coming. We should be doing something about it. But here's the point. The president didn't cause the virus because he reacted incredibly too slowly to it, and he didn't acknowledge it's a federal responsibility, Biden said. The former vice president said despite the pandemic, his numbers are up. Based on the polling data, it's helped me. The more he speaks, the more my numbers go up. I'm not being facetious, Biden said. According to Biden, this public health crisis will have surprising consequences, including a catalyst for a better world. Philadelphia police are being provided with cloth masks in the middle of the coronavirus outbreak. The new directive was announced by Commissioner Danielle Outlaw on Tuesday. Cloth and washable masks are being distributed throughout the department. The purpose of providing these masks is to help prevent spreading of COVID-19 among the co-workers. Many who have the virus have no signs or symptoms. Cloth masks help prevent spreading the virus from people who feel otherwise healthy, the memo read in part. All employees are being asked to wear the cloth mask at all times while on duty. The cloth masks are intended to protect your co-workers from you, said Outlaw in the memo. The policy isn't mandatory for officers, but a suggestion when they come in contact with others. The masks are not considered personal protective equipment, but the memo does state all officers will attempt to put on the N95 mask in addition to the protective gloves and safety goggles and eyewear if available prior to coming in close contact with a positive COVID-19 case or an alleged case.
Kathy, there's some wild guards and everything going up, like at Wawa by the cashiers.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going up.
It's in every store I've been to.
Everything. Yep. Yeah, it's wild.
The department's new guidance on arresting and transporting prisoners, which states that immediately after an arrest, officers should place a cloth, paper, or other non-N95 mask over the prisoner's mouth and nose. Officers should sanitize their hands if they're able to and put on full protective equipment before transporting any prisoner. All prisoners will be screened for COVID-19 exposure prior to entering any police facility. The new policies come as coronavirus cases rise within the department, including the death of Lieutenant James Walker, the 32-year-old Philadelphia police veteran. Is the city's first employee to die from the coronavirus.
I was wondering if it'd be possible to turn the back of squad cars into microwave ovens, because I know microwaving does kill the virus, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
So when you're bringing someone in as a precaution, Kathy. You know,
microwave your prisoner.
For like a minute. You know, not so much that you cook the internal organs, but kill the virus.
Don't forget to microwave your prisoner before bringing them in.
Exactly.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed an executive order on Tuesday closing all state parks, state forests, and county parks as thousands of additional coronavirus cases and hundreds of additional deaths were reported. The closure did go into effect last night at 8 p.m. Murphy said officials have seen far too many instances in our parks where people are gathering and socializing in groups. We need to flatten the curve. I do not take this action lightly. Some of my fondest memories with my children are beautiful spring days in parks playing soccer and enjoying our family, Murphy said. But my focus and my sole mission in life right now is the health of every New Jersey family, he continued. Murphy announced an additional 232 deaths in the state, bringing the total number of people who died to 1,232. Another 3,361 new COVID-19 cases have been reported, bringing that total to 44,416. Murphy said he has extended the public health emergency in the state for another 30 days. He also announced that he signed an executive order waiving the 2019-2020 school year assessment requirements for for 8th through 12th grade students because of COVID-19. This will ensure that no student is left behind or unduly penalized due to these extraordinary circumstances. Four more New Jersey shore towns announced this week that they will close their beaches. Officials in the Cape May County towns of Avalon, Wildwood, North Wildwood, and Wildwood Crest said they're closing their beaches in an effort to help not spread this COVID-19. They're just the latest towns to shutter their beaches. In sports this morning, Timmy Brown, a three-time Pro Bowl running back with the Eagles in the 1960s who went on to a successful acting career, died over the weekend, the team announced yesterday. Brown, who was 82 years old, was inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame in 1990 and was a finalist for the Pro Bowl Hall of Fame 6 times. In a statement, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie said, "Timmy Brown was an all-time great Eagle and one of the most dynamic, multi-purpose players of this era. He overcame many obstacles in his life to enjoy success both as an athlete and an entertainer. Brown was a three-time Pro Bowler and a member of the 1960 NFL championship team." And former Flyers goalie Brian Boucher, who is now an analyst for NBC Sports, thinks the NFL will find a way to have playoff hockey this year. In an interview, Boucher said, "My hopeful side, my optimistic side says that we'll have playoffs. Why I say that is because the Olympics getting pushed to next year, 2021, opens up a window in July and August for the NHL to jump in there. That to me is a positive, so something tells me the NHL is going to do all they can to see this season through. Whether or not that means having a conclusion to the regular season remains to be unseen." And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Hey, an update on traffic. Listener Kevin checks in and says, "Kathy, I-70 in central Kansas is clear. No delays."
Oh, nice. Okay. Good. It's always a nightmare.
I just wanted to let you know, but he's listening from Kansas this morning.
So. You call that a pandemic plus, Preston?
Checking in. Yep, absolutely. We'll take it.
I see you yawning over there. I'm exhausted. And I feel the same, and I think I know why. There was like horror movie level lightning storms.
Man.
Were you guys getting bombarded?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I got woken up this morning. Yeah. I didn't see what time it was. I try not to look at the clock on
1 a.m. for me.
Really?
Yeah, okay. And I was mad because I felt when it woke me up, I felt a little bit well rested.
Yeah.
And then I saw the clock and I'm like, oh man, this is going to keep me up for a little while now. And it did.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I heard it for a moment and then I was like, wow, that was kind of cool. And then I just zonked right back
out. I lit my candelabra and went down to the dungeon just to work
good
on some
idea.
Experiments.
Yeah, yeah, you should.
Yeah, that seemed appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Tesla coils look cooler when they actually have
the
that
light,
sound.
Oh, God, it's awesome.
So, we all cope in our own way, and we welcome you to Wednesday.
It's time to go to the dungeon. I won't be able to get back to sleep, and I'm on air in just 3 hours.
We welcome you to Wednesday morning. Hopefully you got a good night's sleep. If not, that's okay. Then we're in this together. We have several things happening today. So as is standard procedure on a Wednesday, we have a secret text word. And we have a chance for you to win a case of beer. And it is Sly Fox Volpulin IPA. So text word secret to 39333. It's got notes of stone fruit and mango in it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so text the word secret, and we'll see if you can win a little bit later on. We'll ask for you to call in with the secret text word, and the designated caller wins that, and then we'll grab a random texture so you know how that works. Speaking of winning, we'll continue on with MMR's Rock Refund, a chance for you to win $500 two times today at 8 and 10 a.m. We give you the special word and how to enter it, and that's it. We keep these as easy as possible. So listen up for that. We also go out live on Fox Good Day, so we'll see what we'll chat with those guys about this morning. We also have an announcement. We're going to try a thing, and we want you to be a part of this thing, and we'll get to the details probably after we do the entertainment report, and we'll see what kind of reaction we get. And if it's a good reaction, then we'll go forward with this. But we're always trying some stuff out, especially now in these uncertain times.
In these uncertain times, yeah, we're trying stuff we've never tried before because we never thought those things were all that good to begin with.
That's right.
But now we're going to try them again because we're running out of things.
We're running out of things. So in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll make an announcement in an uncertain time. We will also have on the show this morning Mike Javorka. Who is Mike Javorka? Mike Javorka is Mr. Peanut from the Cardboard Classic. He can speak.
He can speak.
So we'll talk to him with his broken jaw a little later on this morning. Are you playing Jaws?
Yeah.
His broken jaw? Oh, my God. Well, he will appreciate that.
It'll, you know, it'll be wild to hear him speak. Yeah. And now that he has a new moniker, Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Mike and see how he's doing. And our buddy Frank Caliendo will be on the show today. We'll talk to him. And also actress Polly Perrette, who is on the new series called Broke, which you can catch on CBS.
You know, it's just, I was doing some research on her, and I totally didn't realize. You remember the DJ in Almost Famous?
Yeah, that was her.
That's her.
Yeah.
I didn't even put two and two together.
She's got this great, cute, raspy voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember that scene. Yeah, her and the guy who had
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah, exactly. All right, so we will have those people and those things on the program this morning. We hope that you will stick it out for the entirety of the program. We'll go ahead and take a break now. When we return, I'll have a stupid question prepared, and I'll give you some entertainment stories. And that's kind of how we start our day, every day, as you know. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush at PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
After this segment, we have an announcement of something I think you might want to participate in. So just giving you a heads up, we are going to be announcing something really cool in a little while. We also have a secret text word, a chance for you to win a case of beer from Sly Fox. Text word, secret, to 39333. In the meantime, we're going to do the stupid question giveaway digital download of The Way Back, starring Ben Affleck. And we're going to talk about the Edsel, the car.
The Edsel.
The car.
Yeah.
It was Henry Ford named the Edsel after who, or whom, I should say. 215-263-WMMR. Okay, so who did Henry Ford name that car, the Edsel, after? 215-263-WMMR. Call now. Let's see if you know. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, and we have some birthdays to mention. We'll start with Guns N' Roses. Izzy Stradlin, former guitarist for the band. Celebrates his 58th birthday today.
When did he exit the band?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I would imagine after the spaghetti incident.
Yeah, the spaghetti throwing incident.
Yeah, something like that.
They always used to get into pasta fights pre-show.
I don't know. Whenever the band kind of fizzled apart, he was a part of that whole thing, and from what I understand. But not part of the big, great reunion.
No.
I don't think he was going to be paid enough. So
That was it. I think you're right. There was an issue over contracts.
I feel like he was there all the way through.
In spirit.
Use Your Illusions 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Did the spaghetti incident come after that?
That came after that.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, he is 58, Izzy Stradlin. Robin Wright, Jen A.
Oh.
And Princess Bride, she's Buttercup. And in Wonder Woman, she plays the whoa.
Somebody's tap dancing.
Hey! I guess so.
Hey!
She played the head of essentially the army, if you will,
yes,
in Wonder Woman. She was the badass, and she is 54 years old today.
Man, she was in great shape for that.
Oh, my gosh.
In fact, I saw a picture of her with her husband, Preston, on the beach, and they're both in stellar shape.
No kidding. So she celebrates 54 today. Patricia Arquette is 52. We were just talking about her kind of snaggly tooth the other day, how that's really cute on some people.
Who knew she was such a freaking good actress?
Yeah.
I mean, years ago. Yeah. I would have dismissed her. And now she's like the actress, the character actress du jour. She ends up in everything.
Yeah. I have always had a thing for ever since Dream Warriors back in the
day. That was the first thing I ever saw her
in. But even like the mature I don't know. There's just something.
You like the matronly Patricia Arquette?
I do. Like the big old, you know, 52-year-old bosom.
Yeah.
Big old bosom. 52-year-old. I guess I like the 52-year-old bosoms.
You know, she wears those in a brassiere. She keeps those bosoms in her
and
brassiere.
She has these support holes. And she rolls up her Paul Malls in her sleeve.
This is going to sound weird. Did you guys see Escape from Dannemora?
I did. I finally did. It was really good.
She was awesome in that, and I was attracted to her, even though she was very dowdy in that show.
The one I want to see is the one based on the true story. It's been out for a while now, about the mom who convinced the daughter, or had the daughter think she had cancer, and the daughter ended up killing her.
Yes.
Man, her bazooms looked
her bosoms.
Bazoombas.
So, what was the movie?
Escape from Dannemora. It's a true story.
Oh, no.
It's these guys who, she basically had a romantic relationship with two different prisoners in this prison
upstate New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember the story. I remember the news story, and then I remember you telling me about that movie.
So, okay. Ben Stiller, I think, was the producer, maybe the director.
And he was the director.
It's really good, and it's palatable. It's like, what, 4 to 6 episodes, something like that?
Yep, short.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Patricia Arquette in a movie that Kathy absolutely hated, and it was Boyhood.
Yeah.
As the mom. I thought she was great in that.
I did not like that movie.
And her bosoms were beautiful.
Did she not win an Oscar for that?
I thought she was great. She's 52 today. Julian Lennon celebrates his birthday. He is 56 years old.
One of the most overlooked guys. Again, we've talked about this many times. We both love John Lennon.
Yeah.
But that was a massive misstep. People aren't perfect, and that was a sign of John Lennon's imperfection.
I went back and researched a little bit of it, and it seems like a lot of it had to do with his tension with his ex-wife, Cynthia. And her wanting to protect Julian. And listen, I think it was a case of parents not really thinking of the best interest of the child. But then again, John was kind of going off the rails a little
bit. That's right, yes.
Hard.
At that time, I was totally into Patricia Arquette and her bosoms. Yeah.
I always felt really bad for Julian in that regard, and especially because he's watched John just dote over Sean.
Yeah.
And wrote Beautiful Boy about him, and he's like, how about me over here? Remember me?
He wrote another song called Oh Yeah You.
Oh Yeah
There's Beautiful Boy.
And Oh Yeah You.
This is a loving tribute to my beautiful, beautiful Sean, and I'll follow that up with a song about my first son called Oh Yeah You.
Julian Lennon. Actually, he's a pretty talented musician.
Did you like his hit in the 80s, Much Too Late for Goodbyes?
That one was okay. Valot was another one that he had, which was good. And Stick Around was another pretty good one. He had a handful of hits back then, but yeah. He's 56 today. Taylor Kitsch,
yes.
The actor. John Carter. Friday Night Lights, Lone Survivor. He's 39 today.
That John Carter movie on Mars, that
major bomb, right?
Major bomb, and deserved to be a bomb. I mean, I'll sign on to anything, but he's a talented actor. He just needs better projects.
Katie Sackhoff, she's an actress that I like, and I never did see Battlestar Galactica, but she was Starbuck in that.
She's badass Starbuck in that, and that's one, Preston, that... you know, I don't know when you'll ever get around to
it. I got
to
watch it.
There's many, many seasons of the show. It's great.
She was in Riddick, and she is 40 years old today. Steve Howe, great guitarist.
Love him.
For both Yes and Asia. He is celebrating his 73rd birthday today. Big-time talent. And I think he might also have been in the group called GTR, Steve, which was Steve Howe, Steve Hackett, and GTR was short for guitar. And there was another famous guitarist in that band, and I can't remember who it was.
I remember that. I remember thinking they were great.
They didn't do much, but I think
it's like one album, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that might have been it. But
what a handsome man Steve Howe is.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty nice.
He looks like Smeagol.
Yeah. He's 70.
Jesus.
Three today.
The ring.
And then the last birthday I saw is John Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
Of Dukes of Hazzard, Bo Duke.
One of our favorite guests.
And he is celebrating his 60th today. So happy birthday to everyone on this 8th day of April. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. The Edsel. Who did Henry Ford name the Edsel after? 215-263-WMMR is the number. And we will go to, let's go to Bryce. Hey, Bryce, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Fun,
what?
Actually. It's Buzz, your old trash guy, Preston.
Oh, you're Buzz, your old trash guy.
Hey, dude, how you doing, man?
All right, good, and you?
Yeah, good. Sorry we don't use your company anymore, man.
That's all right. I'm down at King of Prussia now.
Are you down at KOP?
Things just got awkward.
Buzz is great.
When you break up with a trash guy and then he calls out of the blue.
Hey, Buzz, just so you know, that wasn't Preston's call.
That's all right. I get it.
All right, so Buzz, who did Henry Ford name the Edsel after?
I was gonna say Pete Rose,
but
it was his son.
Yeah, you got it. His son Edsel. You got it.
What a terrible name.
All right, Buzz. Good talking to you, man. Hang on the line. We'll get your information, and we are going to give you a digital download of The Way Back, starring Ben Affleck, and an inspiring story of a man's struggle to overcome tragedy. His road to redemption leads him back to his high school alma mater to coach the basketball team with their own troubles and challenges. You can own the digital movie now.
Wasn't the Edsel, didn't the Edsel have the transmission controls? They were buttons on the steering wheel?
Yeah, it had all kinds of...
some kind of stuff that was well ahead of its time.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought it was kind of a cool-looking car.
So did I. I never understood why it failed.
Yeah, I'll have to look into the history of why it was such it just tanked out the way it did.
It was the John Carter of cars.
There you go. All right, so, of course, celebrities from Leonardo DiCaprio and Oprah Winfrey to Rihanna and Miley Cyrus have been opening up their wallets to those suffering during the coronavirus pandemic. And now many are thanking the workers on the front lines in recognition of World Health Day. Queen Elizabeth II issued a statement saying, on the occasion of World Health Day, I want to thank all those working in the healthcare profession for your selfless commitment and diligence as you undertake vitally important roles to protect and improve the health and well-being of people across the Commonwealth and around the world. She said, in testing times, we often observe that the best of the human spirit comes to the fore. The dedication to service of countless nurses, midwives, and other health workers in these most challenging of circumstances is an example to us all. My family and I send our enduring appreciation and good wishes.
And in the spirit of our forefathers, I say this to you. Mm-hmm. No sad, bro.
I tell you what, whenever she does the video quality, whenever she does something and the audio quality is always perfect, mm-hmm. Everyone could take a lesson from the Queen on how to do a presentation.
As you would expect. Ellen DeGeneres thanked workers, too. She tweeted out, it's World Health Day, and I could not think of a better day to thank the brave healthcare workers on the front line of this. Who do you want to thank? Sofia Vergara tweeted, to the amazing doctors, nurses, medical staff who are putting their lives on the line every single day. Thank you. Now, while Walt Disney World theme parks are closed, they are shining the spotlight on healthcare workers. Disney theme parks united across the globe with a message of thanks and appreciation to celebrate the brave healthcare providers. We're helping so many by lighting up Cinderella's castle in Orlando, the Enchanted Storybook Castle in Shanghai, and a Merci displayed at Disney Paris.
Can you see those things from out of the park? Like, in other words, on the horizon, could you see you can see
Cinderella's castle driving around.
Right. I think that's nice.
Florida, or, near the park, obviously. So. Yeah.
So wait, Disney Paris is still open? I thought it was such a bomb that it had closed, I guess,
No,
I guess not. But it really did bomb, right? Like
it wasn't a huge bomb. It actually sort of got overplayed. Like people in Europe go to it all the time.
Okay,
and so it just, I think people didn't respond to it quite the way that they responded to the one in California and Florida. Okay. But it's constantly filled with people. It does well.
I think Disney in Japan, of all of them, right? There's a Disney in Japan, I believe, and they do extraordinarily well.
Disney is just. Does well everywhere that they are.
Yeah.
They're just they dominate around the world, and so that's no less true in Paris.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were hoping to keep the details of their nonprofit under wraps, but when they learned that the details were leaking to the press, they went ahead and shared information. They're calling the project Archwell.
Archwell.
Which takes its name from the Greek word arche, or source,
Jughead.
Source of action, and also is linked to their son, Archie. They say that they hope their new project will, quote, do something that matters and will be comprised of a well-being website, emotional support groups, and multimedia educational material. They hinted at a bigger launch at a later date, saying we look forward to launching Archwell when the time is right. In addition to the nonprofit, they reportedly hope to create educational films, podcasts, and books as part of their larger plan of launching themselves in the U.S.
It all seems sort of amorphous right now. I think they're kind of sampling a bunch of things to see what they want to actually fully commit to.
Right. Ana de Armas sat down with American Way, and inside she dished on working with her current boyfriend Ben Affleck and several other handsome co-stars.
Oh, yes.
Which have included Chris Evans, Daniel Craig, and Keanu Reeves. I finally saw Knives Out. With
What'd
her.
You think?
She's great. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
A lot of fun.
It wasn't quite as great as I had personally thought. Yeah. That it was, I thought it was going to be a little bit better, but I enjoyed it. It was fun. She and Affleck co-star in the forthcoming Deepwater, a film adaptation of Patricia Highsmith's psychological thriller. The 31-year-old has several other projects in the works as well. She's 31. She looks like she's 22.
Yeah, yeah.
Including No Time to Die.
Oh, Cuban Don't Crack.
With Craig as Bond, and Blonde, a fictionalized take on Marilyn Monroe's life based on Joyce Carol Oates' novel. Huh. The Cuban-born star moved to Los Angeles in 2014, fluent only in Spanish. She said, "I was auditioning for parts, and I didn't even know the words I was saying, but I knew what was going on in the scene, and I could emotionally be in touch with what was on the page."
Holy hell. So there's a picture of her up on the screen here. She plays sort of a, you know, button-down, I wouldn't say dowdy, but she's a very plain-looking person in Knives Out, and yeah, she's bombshelled out in this photo.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
She is absolutely beautiful. The turning point in her career was 2016's Knock Knock with Keanu Reeves. She said, "I had such a great time working with Keanu."
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, glad it. Oh, I screwed it up.
Yeah. And we have become...
Interrupting Cow.
Interrupting Cow.
Moo.
Oh.
It's knock, knock.
Who's there?
What?
Who's there?
Someone's at the door.
Oh. And we've become so close, she says. We shot Knock Knock in only 28 days.
Who's there?
Mostly.
Interrupting Cow.
No, you're not supposed to.
What?
Yeah. You don't.
I'm a cow that interrupts
the you. Other person says.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm an interrupting cow.
Okay, I'm an interrupting cow who?
What?
Okay, despite the...
No, I'm saying I'm a cow that interrupts.
Yes.
Despite the challenges, I had a great time. He called me when he was producing Exposed and said, "I cannot imagine anyone better to play this role.
I've been spanking it to you all weekend, and I thought I'd give you a call. I can't imagine anyone else. Me and my palm agree."
Next up was Blade Runner 2049 with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's right. She's really good in that. She's a sort of a virtual lover.
She said, "I auditioned three times for Joy, and the third time I knew he would be there, and I was shaking so badly. They put you in a room together and make you read things to see how your chemistry is. I wish I had the tape of that meeting. I've been very lucky because these men are all very handsome, but the best part of it is who they are as people. I've had the best partner," she said.
Did you see Blade Runner 2049?
I did not.
Did you see the original?
Just parts of it. It didn't really speak to me.
So. Then, yeah. Don't, well, then don't.
Okay. All right.
Then don't.
Then don't go near it.
Did you like it? As...
I did. I really did.
Because I know you love the original.
I love the original. I thought the extension and where they took it was really pretty amazing. But, I mean, if you're judging by your first instincts, you're not going to like
2049. I know. Yeah, people who love Blade Runner love Blade Runner. It was an important movie, so I get it. Bruce Willis and Demi Moore called it quits 2 decades ago. The pair are shacking up again to keep their crew together.
I love seeing pictures of them. They are, I don't know which one of them I'm following on Instagram, but they were all in pajamas together.
The
kids are older now, right?
Yeah, correct. The 65-year-old actor and 57-year-old actress share 3 adult daughters, and their crew has been living it up in perfect coordinate harmony, if Instagram is any indication. The 26-year-old Tallulah captioned a shot of them in matching PJs, one Steve was talking about, and she captioned it "chaotic neutral."
I wonder. So we know that the coronavirus crisis and pandemic is going to break up a lot of relationships, but I think it's also going to reignite some relationships.
I got to
believe this is the case.
Yeah, I got to believe it does both. I think you're right, Steve.
So neither of them are dating someone else because he's married. Would probably be a problem.
Who's he married to?
He's remarried. He married a woman named ML Hemming.
Where the hell is she?
What?
I'm sure she's living there, too.
Maybe not.
So her Tallulah's 28-year-old boyfriend, film director Dylan Buss, is also in the shot, along with a canine friend, also in PJs. While responding to a commenter, Tallulah confirmed that her family, quote, made the choice to quarantine together and have been together for 27 days, taking every precaution. That's pretty wild that they would do that. I mean, he's, you know, he's no longer with her. And
They've always been very, after the initial breakup, they became friends again fairly quickly. And that's never changed. I love seeing that.
Good. And wow, her hair is really long.
Yeah, like
it's
down like to
waist. It's waist long.
Yeah.
And she looks good in this picture. All right. So, Willis's wife, Emma, had cheered them on in the comments, writing, "Looking good, squad.
Yay. Live with that woman."
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yay. Loving it. Mm-hmm. LOL. Love seeing these pictures. Great. Wear the same clothes. Yeah. Love this.
Meanwhile, Kaylee Cuoco is living with her husband, Carl Cook, for the first time since marrying more than a year and a half ago. She told Jimmy Fallon, "So we've been married for a year and a half, been together for almost 4 years, and we now, this quarantine, has forced us to actually move in together." They had been living separately, but being together.
They were one of the examples of couples we talked about when this subject came up of people getting married and keeping their own houses and doing that. I think Gwyneth Paltrow was doing that with her husband, Brad Falchuk, for a while.
It's been great for our relationship, she said, and we like each other, we realized, which is even better.
I hate him. I hate his guts. I hate him with every ounce of my being.
That's the subtext
of that
particular quote.
Love it.
So Khloe Kardashian is done with the dating scene. In a peek at Thursday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she tells her mom, Kris, that she is not even thinking about dating again after splitting from Tristan Thompson.
I'm not even thinking about it right now.
With whom she shares True, who's 1 year old.
I'm focused in on being a mother.
She said, "I have friends that are like, I want to hook you up with someone, but I just don't care. I'm focused on myself and True. And that's just what I do."
Listen, we were just in Alaska, and I saw a Kodiak bear I think would be perfect for you.
Oh, my God.
Give him my number.
She said, "Who knows? Maybe I'll never date again."
She has a bad track record.
Yeah.
Look at how big True is, for Christ's sake.
Wow.
True looks...
Oh, my God.
True, she's an adorable girl, but she looks like she's 16.
Yeah, we're looking at a photo of her. If she is 1 year old...
Wait, she's
that
one?
That is a large baby. Is that correct? It says one here. Maybe
100 pounds.
Maybe close to two, but that's a very big one-year-old.
Even well, Chloe's big. Tristan's big. You would assume the progeny would be big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure that this is true?
Is it on Chloe's page?
Kathy, go to this. Yeah. Go to her Instagram page.
All right.
This child is large.
It says, "We are cozy in our Skims. P.S. This is an old photo. It's got to be a different kid."
Does she? How many kids does she have?
Well, click on it. I don't know. She's only got one.
This kid is smoking.
All right. Anyhow, we'll figure it out later. I'm gonna move on to some other stuff. Tori Spelling's decision to launch a money-making virtual meet-and-greet mid-pandemic has not been greeted with open arms. Spelling was offering 20 lucky fans the opportunity to chat one-on-one for $95 a pop.
So this is
true, by the way. Sorry.
That is true?
Yeah, I clicked on some of the people that are tagged, and somebody else posted the picture and says, "My two favorite people, Chloe and True."
Wow. Okay. All right, so anyhow, Tori Spelling is charging $95 a pop to chat one-on-one with her for 20 lucky fans. And as one fan noted, people are doing free concerts and you're charging? How about you do a lottery and do random picks for the winners, please?
How did she... Was this set up prior to all of this or after?
I don't know.
Because that person is right.
Spelling appears to be in financial arrears. She has been sued twice by Amex for failure to pay bills and by City National Bank for reneging on a loan.
And
she and husband, Dean McDermott, have five kids together.
And there's her mother, Candy Spelling, who's one of the wealthiest women in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And they just don't see eye to eye.
So, if you want to hang out and talk to her, $95. Colton Underwood is giving fans a health update. The Bachelor star took to social media to say that he's made a to say that he's made a full recovery.
I feel better now.
And thanks girlfriend Cassie Randolph for her support.
Cassie. You were so good to me. You made a smiley face in my Jell-O.
He wrote, I just want to take a second and thank this beautiful woman and her family for taking such good care of me, not only physically, but mentally, too. And I'm probably the most high-maintenance patient, he said.
I made a poo-poo in my pants and my pajamas. I was so embarrassed, but they didn't make me feel like I was dumb or nothing.
He said she's hardworking, passionate, understanding, kind, and has the biggest heart as well.
Colton's deal was he was a virgin, right? When he entered, he was the bachelor virgin, and he was deflowered, supposedly.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
During his run on the show. Something tells me he wasn't a virgin when he...
Yeah, I'm guessing that, too.
I think that was a line.
The cast of Young Sheldon, Desperate Housewives, Jesse and Barry, will reunite for a live stream episode of Stars in the House, hosted by Seth Radetzky and James Wesley, to raise money for the Actors Fund COVID-19 benefit.
What are these shows? I know Young Sheldon.
Yeah, Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
Jesse and Barry.
All right.
So those are all different shows. So Henry Winkler, Stephen Root, Debbie Ryan. So Debbie Ryan is Jesse. Hey,
right.
Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
Ian Armitage, Annie Potts, Peyton List, Marsha Cross, Vanessa Williams, Brenda Strong, Dana Delaney, and Eva Longoria have all signed on. So that's pretty cool.
Brenda Strong. Is that the...
I know Brenda Song.
Yeah.
Who was from Wizards of Waverly Place, right? Or no. Sweet Life on Deck.
Yes.
Brenda Strong is from Desperate Housewives, right?
Yeah. I guess so. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I was thinking Brenda Song as well.
Me
okay.
too.
Anyhow, the show is set for...
Me too. A-OK. Bosoms.
Casey.
Yes.
You will know Brenda Strong from a scene in Spaceballs. I just looked it up. She played the buxom nurse when President Scroob is in the hospital.
Way. Really?
Yes, that's her. You're exactly right, Nick. In fact, I came to that realization the last time I was watching Spaceballs.
She has impressive bosoms.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
And she is actually, she's the narrator of Desperate Housewives. In the first episode, she commits suicide.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. The show is set for Sunday the 12th, so this Sunday at 8 p.m. On Tuesday morning, Chris Hemsworth debuted the action-packed trailer for the upcoming Netflix film Extraction.
It looks good.
He said, so happy to finally be able to share the trailer for Extraction with you all. This has been a difficult few months for all of us, and we hope that this will provide a bit of entertainment while we are staying at home.
He plays a dentist, right?
Yeah, it's him taking out teeth.
He's going to have to come out here.
Hemsworth is teaming up with Avengers Endgame directors Joe and Anthony Russo, who are producing the film, which is helmed by Sam Hargrave. Extraction premieres on April 24th on Netflix.
Just a slight derailment here. There's a scene, Preston, where he's kind of in the Netflix trailer where he's sort of, I guess, meditating at the bottom of a pond. Did you see the footage of the guy who was doing sort of a lotus position? Some sort of Zen master or whatever, going into one of those tanks where deep divers go, the people who hold their breath.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just sinks down, and he's just in that position going all the way down.
No kidding.
Incredible lung capacity. It's the freakiest thing. I'll have to send it to you, but it just blew my mind. Yeah. Stuff like that scares the F out of me.
Sure.
Yeah, I saw David Blaine live at the Tower Theater, and he was underwater for 10 minutes. I don't think it was. I think he was legit underwater for 10 minutes. I don't know how.
In his special that he did several years ago where he was holding his breath, I mean, he legitimately trained. You can train yourself to do this if you're the right, if you're physically able to do it. But, yeah, people can train themselves to do that type
of thing. In his new special, he's going to try to keep a conversation going with Colton Underwood for 1 hour.
Oh, my God. For an hour?
For an hour.
No way. Oh.
So, I'm out. I'm done.
I can't do this. All right. So anyhow, that is Hemsworth, and it's Extraction is what it's called. So that's coming up. Last November's sold out one night benefit concert starring 79 performers from Disney's 25 Years on Broadway will be streamed on April 13th to raise money for the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS COVID-19 Emergency Assistance Fund. In addition to taped performances, there will be live guest interviews with Disney stars from their homes. Producers will match every new donation to the fund dollar for dollar, and the show will stream on BroadwayCares.org, on YouTube and Facebook as well. And that's going to be this coming Monday at 7 o'clock.
Was Victoria Justice a Disney girl?
Yeah. Yes. She was in Victorious. And before that, what was it?
Well, Victorious is the first thing I remember her in.
Yeah.
That show. And that was on Nickelodeon, I believe. Or no, it was Disney. You're
right. Thought it was Disney.
Yeah, it was Disney. And incorrect. So,
was
yeah.
Ariana Grande on Victorious?
She was.
Okay, that's
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah. Let's see. A 2019 theatrical production of Phoebe Waller-Bridge's Fleabag will stream on Amazon in April to raise money for healthcare workers and creative freelancers affected by the coronavirus pandemic. So it was live on stage they did this.
Oh, I could see that being very easy. It's very dialogue-driven. The show's hilarious.
Yeah, the download will be available for 48 hours April 10th, and that's for only $5, by the way.
I wonder how these various things are doing. You have a lot, you know, a large locked-in audience looking for stuff. Thankfully, a lot of people are stepping up and doing these things. Yeah. I wonder how much they're making on average.
That's a good question. All right. I don't have a whole lot of entertainment stuff. We're going to go ahead and get to the clips now. A single mother balances her career as an actress with raising her three daughters in the TV series Better Things. And in this clip, star Olivia Edward talks about the show's sister dynamic. And here we go.
We kind of just clicked when we all met. It really did feel like we were all sisters. And the show is very raw and very real. So I feel like that's why a lot of people can relate to it.
Thing sucks!
So a new episode of Better Things is on FX tomorrow night, and that is at 10 o'clock, by the way. Here's the next clip. After 11 seasons, ABC's Modern Family, one of television's most popular shows, is coming to an end. In this clip, star Nolan Gould discusses if he thinks that we could ever see a Modern Family reboot. Here we go.
That's obviously something we've been thinking about a lot because there's so many shows that are getting rebooted. Is the possibility of, like, of ours ever getting rebooted? And I think, you know, it might be difficult. Obviously, people are going to change so much. But we love this show, and I think, you know, we all want to have it be part of our lives moving forward.
The series finale of Modern Family airs tonight at 9 on ABC. Now, I haven't watched current episodes in a long time.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
No. Okay. No. You'll pick it up easily. Yeah. I've loved this show and have watched it consistently. I watch the repeats virtually every day. I was saying to Casey earlier this morning, this is in that pantheon of, like, Cheers and shows that... And eventually what happens is that you watch them so much, they become unwatchable because you know literally every joke in every episode. And so you go through a period where you're oh, here comes this joke. And then after a while, I mean, it's still in the zone for me. So it's just a great show.
Everyone on it is great. Everybody on the show is excellent. So, and they took that, you know, that The Office style of speaking of that fake documentary style and made it work for their approach.
It's true, Preston. You know, the thing is that The Office actually stuck with that. And it was this documentary thing that used to the cameras were there and blah, blah, blah. Modern Family, they eventually said, we're just having them talk to the camera. Because we all thought as viewers, okay, this is a documentary about family life and they're catching all this stuff and it's sort of a verite approach to it. Yeah. And they said, it really doesn't make any sense. So they're just talking to the camera.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. All right, so that's on tonight. And there you go. That is what I have for you this morning in our entertainment report. Several things taking place today. Daily Rush Madness continues. We're down to the Elite Eight.
Oh, my God.
Friday is when we find out who this year's champion is, and we appreciate all of your voting. Thank you so much, but we're not done yet. I'll reveal who the winners were from yesterday when we get back, and then our matchups for today. We have MMR's Rock Refund taking place at both 8 and 10 a.m., a chance for you to win $500. We will go live on Fox Good Day today. We're going to talk to our buddy Frank Caliendo and actress Pauly Perrette and... Mr. Peanut is going to be on the show today. Yes, from the Cardboard Classic, that classic footage that was viewed by millions. We'll get the follow-up on how he's doing in his recovery.
Do you remember when they put sound on film years ago and the jazz singer Al Jolson, you know, you can That's to me what it's going to feel like to hear Mr. Peanut finally talk after a while.
He's had his jaw wide shut for weeks. He broke it in like four places. So we'll talk to Mike in a little bit. And we also, when we return, after we get through the Daily Rush Madness and all that stuff, an announcement of something we're going to try. And it's all about you, my friend. It is all about you. And we'll get the details in just a little bit. So we don't want you to miss out on it. So we'll come back in a second and find out what all this is about. Make sure that you stay with us. We'll return shortly.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty, and I'm going to announce yesterday's matchup winner. So we had, in our first matchup, was the Pudding Guy versus Pierre Hates the Pina Colada Song. And once again, advancing forward, Pierre Robert and his hatred for Rupert Holmes' classic, the Pina Colada Song.
It just had to be.
People love that one. Also, head-to-head, E.T. the Entertainment Reporter versus Preston's Birthday Mystery Guest. And I know a favorite here, Preston's Birthday Mystery Guest, moves on with 60% of the vote. Yes. Next matchup was Mini Balboa versus The Preacher Defends a Private Jet again. And our buddy Kenneth Copeland moves on as The Preacher Defends goes over Mini Balboa with 57% of the vote. And then the last matchup, Bajmir, which is rim job backwards, against Doodle Peen. The winner in that one, rim job. Bajmir moves on, and we now have the Elite Eight. Our matchups today are available now for you to view at PrestonSteve.com and to vote on, and we'll just roll them out one at a time through the course of the program. First, we will highlight Intern Ben is a Cheater against The Preacher Defends the Private Jet again. So here we go, Intern Ben.
For a month, every student had to handwrite all their code.
Oh, God.
Because we were cheating.
That's crazy. That's all little symbols.
We had to handwrite all of it. Then we had to type it up. And I was pissed because I wasn't cheating. I was the one actually doing it right. Because
this
all the
is
other
outlandish.
Students were.
This is absolutely outlandish. I'll take you outside and kick your ass.
How long did it take to take a test like that?
Well, for what would take 5 minutes on the computer was about 25 on the paper.
Jesus.
Squiggle them or whatever.
Just you have to talk through them. Just keep
talking.
This is
the goddamn dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's but, goddamn ridiculous.
It all symbols and intense. Stop it.
Preston, get yourself together.
I can't. That's Steve being outrageous. Ben is killing me. Oh, this is an outrage.
I loved it. Loved it. God, it was so funny. And that goes against The Preacher Defending the Private Jet again. Here's that clip.
Wait
a minute.
Who?
That's the wrong one.
That's
wait,
Pierre.
What is it? Preacher Defends Private Jet again. Yeah, Pierre?
That's the wrong one.
You don't have it?
Not yet. It's coming. I promise you.
Oh, it's coming over. Okay.
Yep.
All right. By the way, all of these videos, like I said earlier, you can go ahead and watch now at PrestonSteve.com. We do recommend that you at least take a peek at them.
It's more imperative now.
And then place your vote. Yeah, because now we're getting down to the final. This will be done on Friday, by the way. So we will be able to wrap it up. All right, here's the preacher clip.
You kind of caught me off guard here, okay?
Okay, God bless. God bless you. You're a sweetheart. But if I could, without the cameras on, I would punch every last goddamn tooth right out of your head.
Sweetheart, I'll explain this.
Sweetheart.
But it's a biblical thing. It's a spiritual thing.
Here we go.
It doesn't have anything to do with people.
The Bible is not about people.
God,
it's not about humanity and love and compassion and generosity. I don't know what edition you're reading.
All right, so the voting is up, and make sure that you tell us which one you think should win against those two against each other, and we'll roll out the others. By the way, that one's in the Annabelle section of our brackets. Okay, it's announcement time, and I don't need a big fanfare because I have to kind of explain what's taking place.
So, all right, so here, no drum roll or anything.
Well, okay. You can.
How about the universal theme?
I will cue you for the drum roll.
Okay.
All right. So, in these uncertain times.
Oh, well, I got something for that.
Oh, you do? Okay, go ahead. Oh, in these uncertain times. No, we're not going to do that.
No, okay.
So, as of late, with the lockdown, with the quarantine, with everybody restricting their movements and so on and so forth, you're seeing a lot of people finding ways to fill the time. Obviously, you know, we're all doing that on our own. But you're also seeing a lot more visibility on social media of people that are showcasing their talents And probably, I know I've been working on, personally, my musical talents at home. I've been practicing because I have more time on my hands to do so.
You're posting a lot of drum videos. Yeah. And people are doing likewise. And you're seeing it sort of reinvigorate people's... you know, so they've had a guitar in the corner that they haven't picked up in a while, or they've whatever they're doing.
Yeah, or they've decided to go ahead and learn.
Yeah, and do something, and there you go. They're posting a lot of it.
So with this, we would like to try something, and it will all depend on the response that we get as to how we'll handle this. And you never know until you throw it out there into the general population how people respond to things. But we are going to try something. We want you to showcase your talents with us and a chance to win a prize. We would like to announce Preston and Steve's Isolation Idol. Oh! Yes, you at home showing us your talents in a competition. And the winner will make this worth your while. We're going to give away $500 in cash for our eventual winner. Now, as opposed to just sending in videos and then we posting them online and something along those lines.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, we want to know how you do in a live environment, how you perform under pressure. And since we can't get together and we can't have you here in the studio, you are actually going to be performing live on the Preston and Steve Show. And we'll tell you how we're going to do that. But we have to have kind of an audition process leading up to that. Now, when we eventually go live on the air with this, we're only going to give you about 30 seconds to give us what you got. Now, is that singing, playing a guitar, playing drums, playing bass, playing piano, something along those lines. But we have to have some audio talent represented because it's not going to be a video contest. This is going to be audio-based. People on the air listening to the radio need to be able to hear your talent. So if you're a singer, if you're whatever that...
A street poet?
Yes, even some poetry.
A monologist?
What's that?
Someone who delivers monologues?
Oh, a monologist. Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
A proctologist who can make noise?
You could probably
popping sound
make some
your...
butt noises. Yeah. No, but anyhow, you know, I don't know if that it includes impressions or stand-up comedy or whatever that may be. But we're going to go through a voting process here, a weeding out an audition process. And we're going to have a limited number of golden tickets, which will score each recipient a virtual trip to our studios in Bala Cynwyd for a live performance.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to find out who are we're going to narrow it down. Each morning next week, we're going to showcase multiple acts during the daily Isolation Idol segment. After the segment of the morning show, judges will confer and pick the top two contestants to move on to the finals. And the winner from the final round of contestants will be determined by a fan vote. And we're going to begin that fan vote on April 17th, which is a Friday. So only one person per entry. So this is not a a combo of people. It's just you. It's a single person performing.
Makes it easier. And to put this in perspective, you know, if you're a listener to the show, most of us pretty much hate shows like this.
Yeah. We do.
And so desperate times call for reaching as far into our asses as we can to come up with stuff. And I think, though, judging by what I'm seeing just pop up organically online, there's a lot of new talent out there, Preston, that needs to be exploited for our benefit.
It is true. Now, some texts coming in that say banana bread bake-off. Good idea, but not for this contest.
Now, if you can play a banana tin and play pots and pans while you're doing it, maybe. Possibly.
Listen, I have friends on Facebook, people that I grew up with that I think are perfect for a contest like this. They are musicians, guitarists, bassists, drummers.
What about acapella singers?
Well, acapella singers, stuff like that, you know, if you play the violin, whatever instrument, any instrument at all, we are interested in your talent, and we want to try and get ourselves a winner. We want to find out who the Isolation Idol champion is going to be. So it's easy to do. You go to PrestonandSteve.com, upload your audition tape. It's a little bit of video we're going to ask for just to make sure that you do indeed have a routine, some talent that we can showcase.
And the thing about quarantine is that it's forced us all to lower our collective bars on what we deem talented.
Absolutely.
And that's
seen the stuff online.
This is your entree.
Yeah. So, we are not looking for Pavarotti.
No, we're not even looking for Pavarotti's dry cleaner.
No.
We're looking for whatever you've got that can kill 30 seconds. And it just catch our fancy. Yes. We're the judges.
Yes. So, we're going to try it, and we'll see how this goes. But listen, $500. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, it's worth trying.
Absolutely.
We all need some extra money right about now. So go ahead and pass it along. Now, if you know someone who should be in this contest, make sure you make them aware of it as well and point them in the direction of PrestonandSteve.com. And we need to get your entries as soon as possible. So just a short little demonstration of what you can do. And then we'll see if you make it past the auditions into the the actual competition.
I'm going to find out a little bit about you. We're going to do that hokey talent show thing, America's Got Talent, and American Idol stuff.
Yeah.
Where you find out about the people, and if you have no appendages or whatever, let us know.
Yeah, please do. All right, so it is the Preston Steve Isolation Island because everyone seems more talented during a pandemic. So good luck to you, friends, and pass that information along. Real quick.
Yes.
A couple of emails. One is a shout out. This is from Ed, who requested a song. I'm not going to be able to get to your song, Ed, but he said, I hope all is well with everybody during the crew in the pandemic, but I have a favor to ask. I recently turned 32. On Sunday, and so wants a shout out. So a shout
you
out
got it, man.
For you, Ed. And I don't know Ed's last name or anything.
Should we do 32 shards?
No, we're not going to do 32 shards. That's just way too many. And then I actually got this from a couple of people, and this person was pretty, I think, jokingly pissed off. This is from Laura Joubert or Joubert, and she writes, "Oh my God, Preston! When I heard you talking about the most ordered foods by state for March." And you all ripped on Rhode Island for a hot dog. I had to write you. Actually, I got a couple of emails. Like I said,
I got them.
Did
too,
you
Press.
Too?
Yeah.
Rhode Islanders are not ordering hot dogs. They're ordering wieners. Okay.
Wieners.
New York system hot wieners are the unofficial state dish.
I didn't know that.
The cheesesteak is to Philly what hot wieners are to Rhode Island.
Okay. Wiener. So. I, obviously you guys know that I had a really hard time when my favorite hot dog joint closed down a couple of years ago.
Literally broke down in front of us.
And my best friend Jeff, he grew up around the corner. He knows this hot dog place. His in-laws' family are from Rhode Island, and he goes on and on about this one particular place in Rhode Island. He says their hot dogs are the absolute best.
Do they refer to them as wieners there?
My buddy calls them hot dogs. But,
do refer to them there as wieners, and it's not just a hot dog. There's like more to it. Probably,
yeah, all right. So Laura goes on to say, the cheesesteak is to Philly what hot wieners are to Rhode Island. They are also called weenies, belly busters, or gaggers.
That's what I got too, Preston. The woman that
those are all porn terms.
I know.
Yeah.
That texted me lives there, and she said that they call them hot weenies.
Okay, or gaggers.
Hey, it's like that black guy in the picture of Kathy. Mm-hmm.
they come with a meat sauce, onion, mustard, and celery salt or celery seed on top.
All right, then I'm completely unfamiliar with this.
Yeah,
I have not dabbled in the Vermont weenie.
No, Rhode Island.
No, I was picking that from on.
Oh, okay.
Rhode Island, actually.
So I've had essentially a chili dog that has like a meat chili on it before, but I haven't had one. Now, the Chicago dog that you usually get has celery salt on it. That is kind of a secret ingredient for hot dogs, by the way.
I don't know if I've ever had that. Really, huh?
Really good. Yeah, it does make a difference. And she said, if you want to really get an RI meal, a Rhode Island meal, you should eat your weenie with a cabinet or awful, a.k.a. a milkshake that is awful thick and awful good. You're killing me making fun of Rhode Island hot dogs. Your faithful podcaster, Laura, from Massachusetts by way of Rhode Island, she says.
Well, I would never make fun of hot dogs because I love hot dogs. It just seemed like a weird...
Yeah.
It said in the list, It didn't say Rhode Island super-duper weenie.
Yeah,
it said hot dog. Which is just a hot dog. So it's not Everything else had its appropriate name,
yeah.
right? The whatever the hell it was from different areas. What was the St. Louis thing you were talking about?
Crab Rangoon.
Crab Rangoon. Okay, so that's a name.
Right.
Just didn't say crab on a plate.
Yeah, this is just...
This said hot dog.
Hot dog, so, yeah. But people wanted to clarify, like Lou, who's on the phone. Hi, Lou. Good morning.
Who's Lou?
Who's Lou?
It's coming. What's up, Lou?
How you doing, Preston? Hey, Steve.
How are you?
I'm from Rhode Island. I'm doing good. I'm from Rhode Island, and when I heard you guys talking about it, I'm like, hot weenies. I grew up on hot weenies. Man, there were hot weenie trucks. There were hot weenie New York system down in Oneyville, the best hot weenies in the state.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, Lou, you do not have a Rhode Island accent.
I used to have a Rhode Island accent.
Okay, all right.
I've been living in Pennsylvania 25 years.
Okay, all right.
All right, so is there anywhere around here that you can get a weenie like you'd get in Rhode Island?
Similar, yeah. Harry's Hot Dogs up in, it's up off of 30.
Okay.
I think the town, I'm not really sure.
All right, we'll figure it out. That's okay. Yeah.
Harry's Hot Dogs on 30.
Makes one similar.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So, Lou, let me ask you about this this meat sauce that that Preston was talking about. Meat. All right. So, because it's not the place that I always went to had a, and you couldn't call it chili. It was called sauce. I mean, it was like chili, but it's not chili. Is that what this
no,
meat?
It's not.
Okay. So, is that what meat that meat sauce is like?
Yeah,
okay.
All right. A meat sauce.
Yeah. And Harry's Hot Dogs makes them just almost the same, except that they slice them down the middle and they put them on a grill and they put mustard in the middle, close the dog, and put the meat. And then you're going to have onions and celery sauce.
See, is it not by, by like Coatesville? It.
Coatesville? Does that sound right, Lou?
Yeah, Coatesville. That's it. Harry's Hot Dogs out in Coatesville.
I like when they slit the hot dog down the middle.
It cooks it better.
It cooks it better.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Lou. Thanks for the heads up, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, you got it, guys.
Oh, yeah, stay safe. You too.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Rhode Island wiener, if the way it's prepared is a staple. Like, does it have to be fried or? Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean grilled or fried or yeah
or boiled. I don't mind a boiled hot dog.
I don't either. Sometimes they're good that way. Mm-hmm. I agree. And it depends on the actual the makeup of the hot dog, the Frank, if you
like
will.
In school they would boil everything.
Yeah.
You get boiled hamburgers.
boiled chicken. Yeah. You ever have boiled chicken?
In high school, that's what they would do. Oh, you know, they, any school cafeteria, you just boil it.
Yeah.
Tacos.
I apologize to the state of Rhode Island for misrepresenting you and your hot dog fascination, your wiener fascination. I was not aware. We just thought it was a standard hot dog. So there you go. But thanks for educating us. We appreciate that. I thought this was pretty interesting in light of the what's going on worldwide with the pandemic. You know, as much of a pain in the ass as it can be, some interesting and good things are coming from this as well.
It's always good to hear good things.
So in India, and yeah. This is a gentleman commenting on this. His name is Sant Balbir Singh Seshwal. Has never seen anything like this before. He says, we can now see the snow-covered mountains clearly from our roofs. And these are the Himalayas.
Right.
He says, not just that. Stars are visible at night. I've never seen anything like this in recent times. He's been working to raise awareness of environmental pollution for over 30 years. And there are images of the snow-clad Dalodar range of Himalayas that have been shared widely. They're saying now you can actually, because of less traffic and industry, that it's the skies are clearing up. And in fact, who were we talking to in L.A. the other day? Was it Mark Summers or
no? Oh, God, Akbar Bajabia Miller.
Yeah, and he was like literally saying you can see a noticeable difference.
I would it would be wonderful. Let's put that in my bucket list. I don't need to climb Everest.
Yeah, me either.
But I would like to get within the range of seeing Everest and seeing that mountain range.
Yeah. You could go to base camp, you know, that's an accessible thing. I mean, it's not easy. It's like at 19,000 feet, but it's a doable hike.
Yeah.
Is somebody hammering in the background?
Oh, God, Kathy's
cats.
Are you your cats?
They're so... They're driving me insane.
They keep wanting
let
to get
them in.
It's not anyone else.
Let them in.
No, no. Then they knock everything over. They're too much. They attack.
It sounds like Jack Nicholson's on the other side of the door trying to get through.
And I have a lock on the door. I have a box in front of the door to hold the doors in place so that it doesn't make the noise. And he's so big that he's knocked the box over and is now banging on the door to let him in.
Huh. So do both come at you?
Yeah, he's the loudest. She kind of just sits next to him and like looks like, are we allowed to be doing this? And he's the pain in the ass.
Kathy!
Kathy!
You're making far too much noise.
I'll be back.
Okay. All right. You're going to go take care of that?
Yes.
All right. By the way, India.
Take care of it, Preston.
India, a country of nearly 1.4 billion people, has been under lockdown. And Mr. Shewal said, not just normal traffic off the roads, most industry is also shut down, and it's helped to bring the pollution level to unbelievably low levels. The Central Pollution Board says nationwide that the curfew has resulted in significant improvement of air quality in the country. According to the India Today Daily Intelligence Unit, from March 16th to 27th, the air quality index improved by 33% on average in the country.
And they're eating hamburgers now.
They are?
No.
That'd be a bit of a switch. But
I thought that just was sitting here looking at the mountains eating hamburgers. That is cool.
I thought that was a cool result from that, that's happening. So, and another interesting thing that's taking place, this is in New Jersey. If you know how to code COBOL, New Jersey wants to hear from you. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says that the state is looking for volunteers with skills that can be used in helping the COVID-19 outbreak. And one of those skills is knowing your way around a 61-year-old programming language used on big old mainframe computers.
So a former landlord of mine, great guy, he knew COBOL. And this was years ago, and it still made him a hot commodity because it was at that point we don't know a lot of people who know this.
Right.
And so he was going around, and it is a basic code, but yeah, a lot of the older mainframes and stuff like that still use it.
COBOL is an old computer programming language. It was first developed in the 1950s in conjunction with the Department of Defense.
Listen, I don't know how to do anything. There's a comedian that I love. His name is Nate Bargatze, and he has a bit about like how, I mean, he honestly has no idea about anything. And if he ever traveled back in time and they asked him about the future, and he'd be like, I don't know, it's just,
there was a great,
you hit this thing and it goes on.
There's a great Ben Stiller bit, a skit they did about Janine Garofalo is traveling through time and she travels back. And well, how do they do? I don't know.
I just hit this button.
I think we've made it into space. I don't know. So, yeah, it is. You're woefully. I've tried to do computer coding.
Yeah.
I tried it a while ago for about 3 minutes.
I have no interest in that whatsoever.
Oh, my, because I wanted to try to write some little, see if I could write a program.
Yeah. I don't even understand how it works.
Neither
I don't
do I.
understand how zeros and ones becomes a color or a, I don't get it.
As a kid, I had, you know, this this computer that we got from Radio Shack that literally used cassette tape.
Yep.
And you could hook it up to your television, and the display was on your television, and it taught you how to write code to make certain graphics on the screen. And I flirted around with it a little bit, and I could make little, you know, checkerboard, you know, patterns and things like that. But Casey, the basic understanding of how that works is a mystery to me.
Well, now you can be at a level where all of that stuff is sort of, they're just tool packages now that you as a programmer don't need to know at that depth. You're working at a level above that.
No, at all. Yeah. But it would be interesting to at least understand how that operates, and I have no idea. You know, the United States missile silo systems still run on floppy disks and things like that, and they keep it that way on purpose because you can't. It's much more difficult to hack into things like that.
That's why you need to watch Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Because
the Galactica is an analog ship in Battlestar Galactica. So when the Cylons come in and they start to take control of everything, the Galactica is the only ship they can't hack into.
Right. Yeah.
I
watched the first couple episodes and they dive right into that. And I'm like, that makes perfect sense. And that's kind of what our missile system operates under that thought process.
They're using handset phones with cords.
Yeah.
Casey, I don't understand it either. But here's the one thing that I think I do know is like the binary language, right? It's with the zeros and ones. You think of it like as billions of yes or no questions. So you ask one question, and if the answer is no, then the answer would be zero. And then multiply that over and over and over again. And that's how that's like the basic beginnings of binary language. Beyond that, you got me.
You know, Nick, it's funny because a neighbor of mine years ago, they used to do a show, a game show, where they would have a computer answer questions. And he was a programmer on that show. And that's when they would use punch cards. And you used to see those old, you know, you'd see all the cards go.
Yeah.
And again, as Tom Hanks says in Apollo 13, you know, well, we have computers now that can fit in one room.
Yep.
And it's just it's an amazing progression.
Yeah. By the way, the New Jersey needs a Go Ball programmers because many of the state systems use older mainframes, and those systems are now seeing record demand for services as the outbreak disrupts the economy.
And don't they also need that power because they're designing their own wiener?
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe New Jersey is on to designing its own Jersey wiener. I mean, you got Jersey tomatoes and things like that.
Why not? Why is Rhode Island getting all the glory?
For example, an unprecedented 362,000 people have applied for unemployment in New Jersey, and the state's IT department is working to have the 40-year-old mainframes that power the service up and running. Why have they not converted all that over to modern technology? I don't know that.
I mean, by my reckoning, you should have all that on a PS4.
Right.
Right?
Yes, you absolutely should.
By the way, did you see they floated a picture of the new PS4 controller, Preston? That might not be the one?
No.
So cool. No, about,
wait, four or five?
The new PS5, the controller that'll come out with the new system.
Uh-huh. Because
Preston and I are big fans of the PS4 controller.
Yeah. You don't like it?
It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to go with it, but it's a projected idea of it.
Okay.
All right, Kathy was complaining about.
Other things that are connected to our current conditions is that apparently virtual babysitters are now a thing.
Oh, is this Corona Corner?
What? This is Corona Cupboard.
Corona Cupboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like Corona Corner.
Yeah, Corona Corner.
What were you going to say, Kathy?
Like sit your kid in front of an iPad or a laptop and tell them to sit with the babysitter?
Yeah, I guess so. Sister City is a website that helps people find babysitters and now scaled their business model to offer babysitters virtually.
Let me babysitter. Take your shirt off.
The service basically means you'll have access to a professional who will engage your kids digitally for a short period of time so you can work or take a breather in peace. So, yeah, Kath.
Digitally was exactly what I had in mind.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
All of these things, though, I was making light of it, though.
The second the kid gets up to, like, I mean, go do something now that they're not supervised.
Not unless you can control remotely the Roombas in your house, Kathy, and use those to corral the kid into another room.
I mean, I guess it's just to keep them entertained because you're not really going anywhere either.
Well, what you do, and they recommend this, is you chain them to a chair.
Right, yeah.
While they sit in front of a
First, they show all the instructors Reservoir Dogs.
Right. the brand,
and then they play Steeler's Wheel.
Still recommend you go through the process of vetting the virtual babysitter as you would a sitter working in your home. And they also encourage you to never leave your child unattended as the sitter is not able to physically supervise or control your child via video.
I don't know. They were talking last night about some of the things that will change dramatically because of this. And we talked about, you know, school.
Yeah.
You know, now that you're seeing whether this can work or not with, you know, kids learning at home and other things like this, if you have to sit there and supervise the virtual babysitter or.
Well, I think this might be different, Kathy, than just popping them in front of the TV and popping on a show because they can communicate back and forth with the person and engage. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be slightly different. And if you can be, you know, with an earshot and still be able to get your work done and know that they're going to be occupied with being engaged by
something. Like it's almost like it could even be like a little tutoring session if they're doing schoolwork.
Yeah. Shut up and watch TV.
Yeah. Shut up and get on your iPad.
It has put a dent though. One of the first jobs, Kathy, you were a babysitter when you're a kid and you start getting jobs if you're somewhat responsible, is babysitting. And that's the kibosh has been put on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Yeah, exactly. This is another follow-up in sports. And Kathy, I was doing some other things, so I don't know if you hit this or not. But the International Olympic Committee yesterday released revamped qualifying regulations for the Tokyo Olympics, which are supposed to take place this summer, and they've been moved to next summer.
How are they going to streamline that?
The new rules say that the approximately 6,500 athletes who'd already qualified for the Games will keep their spots when the Olympics are held next year.
What if they show up after 5 or 6 months of eating Rhode Island wieners?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. Is, you know.
Yeah, I'm here for the high dive.
So they don't have to requalify.
They don't have to requalify.
But can new people qualify?
I doubt it.
It's going to be like Belushi with his little chocolate donuts competing in the marathon.
Yeah. No, these guys are all they're different from us, you know.
Yeah, but you know what sucks though?
But injuries can happen. And no, things
you're right.
Like that.
You're right.
So yeah.
So I was looking at a site. There's I guess it's Arnold Schwarzenegger's site with the Arnold Classic, and you have these male and female bodybuilders that train for this, that get their body weight down to, you know, I mean, we were just like apparently weeks away from it. And now they don't know what to do. Do you start, you know, you start eating ice cream, or do you have to maintain this really deprived physiology for another 7 months?
You think about it like professional athletes, right? When their season is over, they may take a couple of weeks off, but they usually don't take that much time off because it's that much harder
to get up and running.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. Yeah, it makes sense because most of the athletes we talk to off season do try to maintain some sense.
And it's their career, so they're going to take it seriously.
Like us, we're constantly in training.
Yeah. Yep. All right, that's all I have in Corona Corner because we got to take a break and come back. We're going live on Fox Good Day this morning, but I just want to reiterate, we're going to try something out. It's the Preston and Steve Show Isolation Idol. Spotlighting your talents that you've been doing at home. We're seeing more of this on social media. People posting videos of them performing in their home, and that's what we want to get. All right, so details are at PrestonandSteve.com, but it needs to be audio. It needs to be, you know, singing, playing an instrument, something that we can hear.
You're going to go live.
You will perform live on our show, and there's a $500 cash prize involved. So why not? Why not?
Come on.
If you got nothing else going on and you need the money, go to PrestonandSteve.com. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Bizarre File, like I said, and going live on Fox Good Day. Stay with us.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast, 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
We'll do B-File in a little bit. We also have a few guests on the program this morning, and we're just a couple minutes away from some money giveaways. We're going to talk to Frank Caliendo, our good friend Frank, see how he's doing.
He did a funny parody of The Irishman.
We also have Pauly Perrette, the actress. She's got a new series, which is called Broke. And that's on coming out on Thursday, April 9th. So tomorrow night, we will talk to her in the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, we have the MMR Rock Refund. So we have a chance to win $500. It's two times today. We'll be getting to that shortly because we try to do it as close to 8 o'clock as we can possibly manage. And it's simple. We give you today's special keyword. We tell you how to enter it. And then you have 15 minutes to do so. And at some point, somebody wins $500. It might be you. We will do that two times today. Like I said, first time at 8 o'clock, and then we will get to that at 10 a.m., and then Pierre's got your shot, and Jackson has a shot as well. Two times each of both those guys. And even Jackie Bam Bam has been giving away cash. So get yourself set. That's in a moment. Here comes the music. We are going to go live on Fox. Good day.
Okay, we got to get to Preston and Steve here as Jen continues her burpees there. Preston and Steve, what do you got going there at the station? It's a like lockdown idol, isolation idol. What is it called?
Isolation idol. We just rolled it out this morning. And by the way, we can hear Alex.
Nice
to hear you, Alex. You guys have noticed on social media right now, people that are at home in isolation, maybe a lot of time on their hands, are starting to kind of flex their artistic muscles a little bit and post videos of them singing or performing or doing something like that. We want to see who's got the best chops here in the Delaware Valley. So we have a $500 cash prize, and you can go to PrestonandSteve.com, send us your audition tape, and then we're going to have live performances on the air if we get enough of a response and see if we can make something happen.
I really love the idea. Can I make a submission right off the top?
Sure.
Yeah.
One Alex Holly. No. Do we have it ready, Sandy?
Oh, man. Oh.
All right, go ahead and play it, and I hope your radio listeners can hear this.
My loneliness is saving me. Hey now. No. I still believe. that we'll get out of here in some distant time. Some distant time.
Let's go to the judges. President.
Wow.
Steve.
Wow. Who knew?
Wait, you cut off my ending, Mike.
What was
he cut
ending?
Off my ending. I finished it up.
Oh, you did? Wow.
I was beautiful.
Who knew that Alex could not sing? That is, wow.
Well, as we determined, by the way, we believe that a pandemic has lowered everyone's perception of talent.
That's true.
So you're in the running now,
yeah.
Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
She that, can dance, by the way.
She, yeah, now Alex can dance.
Bucks. Yeah,
yeah. $500.
No, I remember Alex seeing your video of Uptown Funk a while back. That was pretty awesome. So you do have talent, no question.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. So I guess I'll be like Paula Abdul. I'll do more dancing than actual singing.
And lip syncing.
Right. Just get a nose job like Paul. You'll be all set. That'll be great.
Oh, my God. I love the idea, and let us know how it goes. We'll check in with you next Wednesday, okay?
We absolutely will.
Sounds good, guys. Stay safe. We'll see you.
Stay safe yourself. Good day it is.
All right, there they go. So we could hear last week we tried to go on board, and the minute that we got on the air, we couldn't hear Alex, and then it cut off. So getting things worked out. I love it.
Multi-layers, and yet somehow it miraculously happens. Who knows?
I want to remind you, we have a secret text word today. We have so much stuff for you to win. And up for grabs today is a case of Sly Fox. It's pronounced Vulpulin IPA.
Well, of course it is.
Bursting with Citra and Mosaic hops that provide notes of stone fruit and mango. So text the word secret to 39333. All right, now I can do it.
Preston.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I was able to watch the show at home, the Good Fox Good Day, and it's a tiny picture of you on the FaceTime. So I wasn't able to see your T-shirt until just now when turning on the television. Your T-shirt is awesome. Thank it's a Shawshank you. Reference.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Andy and Red's fishing boat charter out of St. Watanabe. So thank you. I appreciate that. Casey picked up on it today, too.
Yeah, he was talking to me, and his T-shirt was so awesome that it was a distraction. And I'm like, I'm sorry, whatever you're saying. I'm not paying attention.
Oh, my God. Preston's nipping big time.
Yeah, I'm always nipping, by the way. And thank you to everybody who posts that out or points that out whenever we post pictures of me. Yes, I have nips 24/7. But listen, it's 8 o'clock. We need to do this.
93.3 WMMR. Now, your rock refund keyword.
All right. This is worth $500. And the word is obvious. I mean, that's the word. It's obvious.
Is it?
Yeah, O-B-V-I-O-U-S. And you have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter it. And there are three ways to do so. Via text to the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or if you want to be automatically entered for the $10,000 grand prize, enter on WMMR's mobile app or at WMMR.com. One random entry wins $500 in our company-wide contest. And that person will get a call from Beasley. So be sure to answer your phone. Contest rules are at WMMR.com. And it's sponsored by A&T Subaru and Chevy in Sellersville. So once again, the word is obvious. O-B-B-I-O-U-S. Get on it now. Good luck to you.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Got a couple of stories to share with you, and I'm gonna pass one. We're gonna lead with one that Kathy sent over to me this morning. ESPN's Kendrick Perkins, who spent 14 years in the NBA before stepping into his current role as a commentator, apparently had to spend some of his time in quarantine on the phone with his credit card company because his kids, unbeknownst to him, spent $16,000. On Fortnite.
Whoa. Sweet mother of God.
Whoa. Perkins said, in my house, it's nothing but Fortnite, NBA 2K, and it just drives me crazy. He said, I get my credit card bill back, right? I go to the store. I go to buy something. Credit card decline. And I'm like, what? I haven't used this. I paid it. Come to find out, I got $16,000 worth of Fortnite bills on my credit card. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? I'm cool on Fortnite. I do not indulge in video games. Perkins put some of the blame on the game itself.
Yeah.
While Fortnite is free to play, there's plenty of things within the game that people can spend money on as Perkins learned the hard way.
A lot of parents complain about that.
He said, I'm looking at the video game Fortnite like they're tricking you. All of a sudden, they're saying, oh, the game's free, but you got to buy skins and do all this other crazy stuff. Perkins was clearly upset with the unexpected bill, with roughly $57 million in earnings to his NBA career, chances are he can afford to take the hit. But that's still a lot of money, man.
I mean, you really don't have to buy skins because the skins don't – it doesn't give you any extra ability.
No.
It doesn't give you an advantage.
You're just tailoring the game a little bit more. That's all it is.
It looks a little bit different. And, you know, there is a keeping up with the Joneses type of mentality there. Yep.
All right, there are places where it may be appropriate to strip down your undies and start dancing, but the middle of a street just west of U.S. 1 is not one of them, but that's where Indian River County Sheriff's investigators went shortly after 6 p.m. on March 26th. An arrest affidavit states investigators arrived at the report of an intoxicated subject. They were told of a woman who appeared to be under the influence of an unknown drug as she actively took her clothes off in the roadway. The woman later identified as 25-year-old Vero Beach resident arrived in a red pickup truck, and after the female stripped herself down to her underclothes, she began swinging a golf club and dancing in the middle of the roadway.
She had a golf club.
Fully naked, yes. Nor did it specify the type of dance she was doing, but it did say she was dancing. Deputies reported the woman paced around in her undies, slurring profanities at passersby. She was jailed on a disorderly intoxication charge.
That must be the new craze we heard about, the new golf dancer.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Israel Health Minister Yaakov Litzman, who previously claimed that the coronavirus was, quote, divine punishment against homosexuality, has tested positive for the virus.
Is there something you want to tell us?
Litzman and his wife have tested positive. According to the report last month, Litzman, while discussing...
You mean the beard.
The coronavirus said it's a divine punishment against homosexuality. And now, earlier this month, he and his wife tested positive, forcing Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and several top government officials of the country to go into quarantine. Times of Israel reports Litzman ignored social distancing guidelines and in so endangered Israel's leaders. He allegedly broke his own ministry's guidelines on social distancing by attending group prayer services in the days before he was diagnosed. He's blamed for failing to adequately prepare Israel's large, insular, ultra-Orthodox community, in which Litzman is a member, for the coronavirus pandemic. In response to his failure, a group of senior medical officials in major hospitals have asked Prime Minister to replace him as health minister with a legitimate health professional. A Florida woman is facing a felony domestic battery charge after allegedly clobbering a man with a can of SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, man, they're good.
A blow that left the victim with a large laceration on his head. Well, the victim told police that after arriving home from the hospital on Saturday afternoon, he got into a verbal argument with Shady Miranda. That's her name.
Okay.
My guess, that's a nickname.
S-H-A-D-A-E.
Really?
Shade, or is it Shade? I don't know.
Shade?
Or Shade. I like Shady Miranda.
I like Shady better.
The victim and Miranda were sharing a room at a travel-in motel. The affidavit said that it had the victim's name redacted, as well as details of what prompted the couple's fight. But the man told the police that he sought to de-escalate the situation by gathering some of his belongings and stepping outside the room, where he ended up sitting in a lawn chair. Miranda, cops alleged, began striking the victim while he was still inside the room. As the man lounged outside, she allegedly struck him in the head. Listen to this, though. This sounds really painful. With a 15.6-ounce metal can of SpaghettiOs that was in a plastic bag.
Oh, wow. Nunchucks, like SpaghettiO nunchucks.
Big time. While speaking with the victim, an officer observed a large laceration on the top of his head, consistent with being struck with the can.
I mean, I think of that scene in Full Metal Jacket where they wrap the bars of soap in the towel. Yep. It's just kind of the same thing. Wow.
Yeah, or even
the Marines have switched to SpaghettiOs now. Yeah.
Even worse, Steve, what was the movie with Sean Penn? And he goes, is it Bad Boys?
Bad Boys.
The original Bad Boys?
Yeah, yeah.
They use soda cans and a towel.
Oh, jeez.
It's nasty. During police questioning, Miranda claimed that the man had struck her on the arm, but a deputy reported no signs of injuries, cuts, or bruises consistent on her side of the story.
Man, they had all the trappings of a good romantic weekend.
Didn't they? A folding chair,
SpaghettiOs, and a motel. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's all you need. All right, one last story, and we will wrap it up. A New Jersey lawyer busted for putting on a Pink Floyd show on his front lawn. And since he didn't invite people to watch him play in person, John Maljan was slapped with multiple charges after police said they found about 30 people, some in lawn chairs and drinking alcohol, sitting outside his home Saturday night. Cops said Maljohn was singing Pink Floyd tunes with a microphone and an acoustic guitar.
What songs? Did they give you a song selection?
It does not. All right. It wasn't until an officer actually approached him that he stopped. Meanwhile, some people gathered for the show yelled, F the police, and welcome to Nazi Germany, as officers intervene in the illegal gathering.
It sounds really magical.
But Maljohn's attorney claims his client never invited anyone to sit outside and watch. The performance was simply meant for his friends and was being streamed live on Facebook, and people just started showing up.
Couldn't he have done it in the backyard?
He didn't realize how many people had shown up because it was dark. He said, my client was unable to see the extent of the people that had gathered to watch.
Thank you!
And he said he also wasn't aware of anybody saying horrible or vulgar things to officers. But he has been busted, and obviously he's going to contest that. And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you. Okay, the audio, you're pointing to this, Casey. What is this?
This is the audio from The Hill.
Okay, all right. So Cardboard Classic this year was a banner one. There's a lot of great sleds, a lot of people there. Was just it was an interesting day because it had been a little bit warm.
Yeah,
the snow was not great condition, but the creativity and the fun was awesome
as always.
And but it was kind of brutal as far as some crashes and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And the biggest one of the day happened with the Peanut Mobile,
which was a work of art.
Oh my God, it was. I was in the driver's seat. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So this is the audio from when that took place. And, of course, Mr. Peanut went down ahead of time, solo, dressed in a cardboard peanut outfit, and didn't get very far, fell down, and then all of a sudden the sled got pushed and rammed into him. So here's some of that.
Oh, oh boy. Get out of the way, Mr. Peanut. Oh, shit. Get out. Oh, shit. Mr. Peanut.
It was pretty brutal, and the video was viewed millions of times once it got on Barstool Sports.
Oh, yeah, and it's changed this gentleman's name forever now.
So the question was, how's Mr. Peanut doing?
Yes.
Everybody was asking, and you know what? His jaw had been wired shut. He had some pretty significant injuries, but he's here to tell his story. So we are happy to be able to speak to, finally, Mr. Peanut, our buddy Mike Javorka is on the line. Mike, can you speak?
You're going to love my nuts.
Ah!
Oh, you sound good.
You're eloquent, even.
You sound good, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was curious as to what we were going to get. I thought it would be just
I'm okay.
So listen, man. We're happy that you're on the road to recovery. Are you 100% yet?
No, they say it'll take about 12 weeks for the mouth to fully open again.
Okay.
I got the wires taken off last Thursday, and I could only open it about a quarter of an inch. But I'm probably up to like 3/4 of an inch open now.
Dude, what is it like having your jaw wired shut?
Something I don't recommend.
If you want to do it electively, don't do it.
Yeah. What's your favorite drink? Is it cheeseburgers or pizza?
Nah, you could pretty much only do protein because it's only what you can get your straw into your mouth through the gap of your teeth. Oh, that's the only thing that you can get through.
Wow.
For those first 3 weeks.
Could you do something like a slice? It all has to be liquid, or can you do like a slice of a very, you know, pizza, a cheese, something like that?
Something easy to chew.
No, it was only liquid for 3 weeks, and so now it's whatever I can puree up.
Okay.
And you know, get into my mouth.
That's... But still no chewing on anything?
No, they say no chewing for 6 weeks.
Oh, man. My God.
So Mike, this is Casey, by the way. I want to apologize because, listen, I posted a video of the accident on my Instagram page, and I posted it because it was awesome, and I knew it would get a lot of views and all that sort of stuff, but I also posted it under the impression that you were okay. Right.
That's what we all thought.
Yeah, because and so there were a lot of different stories going around that day, and the last that we had heard was that you were okay. I'd even I'd asked some quote unquote official people.
Yeah.
And I even put in my description, Mr. Peanut is okay. And then I found out, you know, your wife had commented, and I wasn't sure if she was mad or not, but she's like, he's not okay. His jaw is broken. It's getting wired shut, blah, blah, blah. And so I immediately took the video down. So I just didn't want to think that I was trying to capitalize on your pain and misery all and all good, that.
Man. All good.
All right.
Okay. So, go ahead.
I went down. And the only thing I remember is going halfway down. And what was supposed to happen, like I was telling you, Preston, at the top, I was going to get to the bottom, roll over, and then baby peanut was going to emerge. But I don't remember a thing halfway down. I don't remember walking away. I don't remember anything past the halfway down part.
It's a mind blower because when I saw you in front of the peanut, and obviously we didn't know the presentation, which is actually very funny and very smart, which you were going to do, which is a riff on the Super Bowl commercial. And when you were right in front of it, it started to come down unbeknownst to you. That's when I started screaming because I'm like, there's just no way the ski thing, the cardboard skis just don't work. We found it that happened over and over and over again at this most recent cardboard classic. Yes.
Mike, do you now you say you don't remember anything because by the time we got down there and I was in the driver's seat of that thing. So I literally front row seats to see what was happening. And we got down. You were partially underneath that sled, which, by the way, how much did that weigh?
There's 35 people, and the sled itself was 1,600 pounds. So, yeah, if you do the math.
It was over a ton.
Over 8,000 pounds.
Oh, my God.
God almighty.
All right, so you were partially under that thing. We all bailed out, and we lifted up and got you out. And you stood up, and I was standing right there, and I had the microphone. And you just go, what happened? That's all you said was what happened. Do you remember saying that?
No, not at all.
You said what happened, and I go, you know, I said, well, you know, you wiped out or something along those lines. And I was concerned about you, and I said, well, what day is it? And you kind of sat there, and you go, Friday. And I go, he's okay.
Everything's good. Because, you know, we're medical professionals. Right, exactly. We know all the things to ask.
Yeah, you know what day it was.
And
so,
just by looking at you, you knew the day. We figured there could possibly be no internal damage.
And I guess you don't recall that either.
No, and it was the first time I wasn't drunk there.
No. Oh, my God.
Wait, really? That taught you a valuable lesson. Always be drunk.
So, Mike, how many cardboard classes have you been to, and are you planning on coming to next year's?
Well, that was my 13th year this year. And next year, yes, it will be an ambulance.
I think you've actually placed, we've always refined this over the years to make sure what is structurally sound and how people can be the safest. And this has definitely put the kibosh on, I'm going down ahead of the sled.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
That ain't never going to happen again.
Yeah.
It was one of the most hilarious moments of this thing. And there's a lot of pain involved, but there are moments to laugh. When your wife was talking to me on the Saturday after, and she's on the phone, and I said to her, you know, of all the costumes to be wearing, one with a hard shell was actually good. And she goes, yeah. She goes, I told him, basically, like, thank God for that stupid peanut costume. Yeah. And then she started laughing because she impresses me as, like with my wife, the eyes will roll, but they sort of chuckle at what you want to do. So that was just, it was a very touching moment when she did that.
Do you know what it was like in the hospital when everybody's asking what hit you in the face now?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a car, but it's not a car.
It was a large peanut.
Yeah. And so obviously, Mike, you've seen the video. And what's wild about the video is you are spinning. And there were several different vantage points where the peanut mobile could have hit you. And I don't know which one would have been worse. I if it would have hit you when your feet were facing it, I mean, it could have crushed your legs. You know what I mean? I don't know which direction your body facing would have been the best.
There definitely could have been a lethal element to this, which did not transpire, thank God. Mm. The fact that you were down a little bit of the way and sideways and were sort of
pushed along. But I meant when it was over, like Preston said, everyone jumped out to get the weight out of the thing and then lifted it up. But you passed the test. You knew what day it was.
Yeah.
So we thought, oh, there's no. And yeah. Is it our understanding that you actually, it took a while before you finally realized your jaw? I mean, a little bit of time had lapsed before you realized something's not quite right with my jaw.
Yeah, I was in the infirmary, and I remember a lady looking at me and looking all weird, and she's like, I don't think he knows his jaw's hanging.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you would, when I asked you how you were, you were smiling, by the way, which is totally in character for you. You're smiling, he's like, what happened? And I look, and when I was asking what day it was, I look, and you had blood on your teeth.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, oh, man. And he was smiling right there.
You know what he's like? Time. He was like Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Hey, is everybody, smoke him if you got him.
Everybody, have we stopped? Is everybody okay? Well, let's take a 5-minute break. Wow. Okay, so right now, obviously, you've had to take some time off of work, and a lot of people are having,
the planet has.
Having to do that right now. But you're a contractor.
Yes.
So how much longer are you? Is it going to be before you can get some work done?
I'm actually able to work, but, I mean, you know, yeah, the country. I mean, it's down.
Yeah. I gotcha.
The GoFundMe is still up, though. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to send people. Obviously, there's all sorts of issues now. But again, as we say, if you have the resource to do it, and can help Mike out, you know, that we'd appreciate it.
And Steve, Mike will be the last person to promote his own GoFundMe. He didn't even really want to do it in the first place.
No, we know that, yeah.
We kind of wanted to do it on his behalf, He's a pretty humble person who wouldn't want to draw attention to himself. So the information is on our Twitter account, on Preston and Steve's Twitter account, and on PrestonandSteve.com. Nice. On the community page if you want to make a contribution. But, you know, Mike's a really good guy. I've been chatting with him a lot over the last few weeks. And he came to an event that I hosted right before the Cardboard Classic with Pacifico Beer. And he was so excited. He and his whole team were so excited to come and do it another year. And this year will be very memorable, Mike. People are going to remember this one forever.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Nick.
You're definitely gonna go down in history as far as Cardboard Classic. All right, buddy. Listen, when this whole pandemic thing is over, please come in. We want to see you in person. All right.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Hang in there.
Can I give a shout out?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And we've had many team members throughout the year. Nathan Kleintop, who could not be there this year, he's been with me since day one. But he did get to help out this year, even though he couldn't be there, which is great.
That's cool.
So let's give a full elaborate shout out, right?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, anybody else you want to add to that before we do it?
Yep.
All right.
Ed Delp, new member, great helper, did awesome. Doug Harley, and that's about it.
All right. Here it comes. All right,
here
Hit it.
Is.
That's the big one. All right, Mike, hang in there, bud. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right,
thanks,
Mr. Guys. Peanuts! Yay! Mike's doing better. Case, do we have time for this?
No, you know what? Have the person on line one hold. Right. We will check back with them on the other side of things.
Somebody who you've been dying to hear from. Okay,
yes.
So we'll take a break and we'll come. Yeah, you know who it is.
Kathy's.
We'll take a break and we'll come back in just a second with that. And we're going to remind you about this contest we announced this morning. We'll reiterate the information about Isolation Idol, a talent competition that you will have to do live on the air on the Preston and Steve Show. Could win you $500. We'll be back in a moment.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket.
Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, we need to highlight another matchup.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
All right, we're in the Elite Eight. Keep in mind, the winners today go on to the Final Four tomorrow. We're getting really, really close. So this in the Hey Bitches section of our brackets, this matchup is going to be Bajmir, or rim job backwards, against the Bachelor Got Hard and Can't Find the Door. Let's play a little quick clip of each one. Here we go with Bajmir. Frame job. Frame job.
We are ready to transmit.
Bajmir. Him job.
The aliens are about to transmit a message. Rim job.
Wow.
It's, so it's like you've just met in the jungle. Frame job.
Frame job.
You.
That's my favorite one.
It's
green
a job.
It's a green job.
Green job. You right, green job.
At the end, I go, green job.
Yeah, of course, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Green job.
That's the natural gagging.
Someone wants to point out that we've won awards.
Yes.
Yes, we have.
I know.
True.
That doesn't mean they can't rescind them.
All right, that is clip number one.
What was that sound effect that we were playing in the background? Did you hear that? It was like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
It was damn good.
Yeah. All right, now, so Bajmir is going against The Bachelor. Can't Find the Door. Here we go.
Okay, I'm going to pass along a really stupid story to you.
Okay.
You're still here?
I can't find the door.
It's over there. That's a door.
Ian Somerhalder.
Oh, from Lost.
Because he was on Lost.
He found it?
Yay!
Look.
I got it. Good job, buddy.
Bye, bye.
Bye. She's also in Vampire Diaries.
Which way do I go?
All right, you're gonna have to vote for one of those. I know it might be a tough call, but you can go to PrestonSteve.com and do that right now. All the matchups you can go ahead and vote for, but we're just highlighting them through the course of the morning. All right, so we've had a lot of questions about this guy and how he's doing.
Yeah.
We got a call, I don't know, a little over a week ago probably, and he sounded not good.
He was a bit panicked. We tried to calm him down.
Yep.
And
he's alive. We do know that.
Yep.
Let's find out how he's doing. Let me go to, hi, caller, are you on the line?
I love my family.
Oh, God. It sounded like you were going to hurt yourself. You were so loud.
You sound good, Gary.
I was like out of the gates, like the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what, I feel a hell of a lot better than the prior guy. I feel so bad for that fella.
Speaking of that fella and that prior guy, when you called that morning, for those who don't know, Gary called us and he started talking, and I thought you were somebody pretending to be Gary Lauer.
So did I.
And it turned out, no, you were just really sick, right, Gare?
Yeah, man. Speaking of which, President, today is my last day of taking my meds. I just took my last med.
Oh, good.
Hey! And, Gary, it turned out, obviously the fear was you had COVID-19, but you had, what did you have?
I had severe strep throat A, and I had a severe upper body respiratory infection.
Okay.
Wow.
And I feel a lot better today, man. I can't wait till these meds kick in and... it's on, man. I'm ready to drive up a wall. I'm going nuts.
Well, a lot of people are, but I tell you what. Honestly, you had a couple things that together would certainly make you, think you had the COVID-19. But you didn't. You sound infinitely better. A lot of people were concerned, so we're glad you're that. And so you're finishing your medicine cycle today.
I just finished my last two pills about 20 minutes ago, fellas.
Okay,
that's good, man.
Hey, Preston, I want to say. Thank you for everything you cats have been doing for the last 2-3 weeks, man. I just want to say thank you, man.
Aww.
I truly mean it. Sweet tea, Captain Romano. I think the world is your sweetheart. I hope everything's going well with Jace and Dennis.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing okay, Gary.
Well, listen here, man. I'm cooking everything under the sun. I don't know what else to cook.
You don't have a stove?
Meth?
He's made.
I mean, how many times can you make pasta and make gravy, and how many times can you cook pork roll? I mean, pork chops, and
are you?
You're just running out of ideas.
Branch out a little bit. Check some websites and learn some new cuisine.
Banana bread.
Yeah, there you go. I got fresh bananas right here, so I'm looking at them.
Hey, do you have people? I mean, are you getting groceries into the house? How are you going about doing that?
I had to go the other day. I put $200 worth of meats in my freezer.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Right now, I'm officially broke. But my bills will be paid for the month of April. I got to get back to work as soon as possible, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, Gary, we had forgotten. Were you employed prior to this?
Yes, I'm working at Crickwater, Bridge and Thompson Street. Like I was before, I'm the utility man. I play every position. The owners are great, Rob and Patrick, Steffa. They treat me like family.
All right.
And they check on me, and believe it or not, I think he's opening up the kitchen just for takeout only. But
okay.
The thing is, we have to stay 6-7 feet apart, and in the kitchen's so small, it's going to be impossible. Huh. And I really don't want to get down with this sickness because it's not a good thing. So I'd rather just stay away until everything's properly cool, where everybody can go out. Then I go properly. I'll go back to work.
That's the responsible way to do it. You got to make sure you're 100%, and then eventually, you know, as everyone knows, this too shall pass, as they say, and then you'll be back up and running.
My best advice to everyone is just maintain, still stay in the house, man. Do not go out, man. It's not even worth it, man.
Yeah. Okay.
And President, again, that goes for Casey and Nick, and Marissa. Everyone behind the scenes, I want to say thank you very much because that means a lot to me. And I know it's all shtick, but I do love my family at WMMR, Preston and Steve, everybody from Bill Weston, Chuck D'Amico, Eric Simon, everybody. You guys are my family, and I love you to death.
Gary, you'll be happy to know that a lot of people were concerned about you after that call. We got not only a lot of feedback that day, but every day there were people going, How's Gary?
Well, so, you know, Gary's a good guy, and I bring the
peanut. we're now using the royal address.
Yes.
Yeah, so Casey agrees with you, by the way.
The problem is that your secretary won't let calls through, Gary, and that's the tough part. So.
I just found out the other day there were kids out back playing with the basketball, and they knocked the phone lines down. So I'm one of the few people who still got a landline. Landline Loward. I'm the king of the landline.
Landline Loward. Yeah, there you go.
So wait a minute. So the kids were playing basketball and they broke the phone lines?
Well, they put the ball in between all the wires, and that's considered, I guess, the netting.
That's 3 points, right?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know if the kids do it nowadays.
They're using the wires as the net for their game of basketball?
Oh, yeah. They've been doing that for years.
Okay.
I guess they just don't go out and buy a proper basketball.
A hoop.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Judy had a park, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Using the telephone wires.
When I get to be 100%, I would like to come in and visit my family.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. We're going to ask you to give us our vaccination shots.
Whatever.
Hey, Gary, are you able to file for unemployment?
I can't answer that because I get paid under the table.
Right. So, listen, it's just between us and every other official who's listening.
You can't answer that, huh?
He said where he works.
You're joking.
Don't answer that. I'm currently making counterfeit money.
Gary, you're joking, right?
Don't answer that.
Right, Gary?
You're joking.
Hey, by the way, I just used my last of my rent money to pay the bill, so I just can't wait to get back to work.
All right, Gary, you keep us apprised of anything.
And most important of all, tell Pierre Robert, the Duker, that I said hello and I'm well.
All right.
Okay. And by the way, we'll keep it under wraps about the whole under the table thing.
He was joking.
Yeah, no, he's honestly,
it's
he's
legitimate.
He actually works at the IRS.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right, you too. Love you, Gary.
Bye, Gary. Oh,
I love you.
We love you, our family.
All right. Oh man, how did he not become a secret agent? Can you think of an answer?
I'm not supposed to tell you I have money in this briefcase.
No. I'm supposed to tell you I'm a secret agent.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, do you have special seating for secret agents?
Oh, wow.
Hey, this is something interesting that I would like to mention real quick because I saw this article. Kathy had mentioned something about this. I believe Nick did as well. And I'm not in this particular... situation because my mom right now is currently in a rehab facility because she's got a broken leg. But apparently some of the older Americans are having a tough time with staying at home. And they're starting to get antsy and
yes.
wanting to get out
yes.
and are having to be told, no, you can't do that right now. And I saw this article. Man, where the hell is it?
Look at all the papers over there.
I had it.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, and yet you have all this show prep.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, so Preston.
Here's some examples real quick. Hang on, Nick. It says, last week, 99-year-old New Jersey man went to an engagement party and was arrested in New Jersey for defying the ban on gathering. In a separate case, a 100-year-old man violated a stay-at-home order by attending a funeral. And it says in this that many elderly Americans are flouting shelter-in-place directives. They're hitting stores, visiting family, inviting other friends and neighbors over. And for a group that's considered very high risk, they're carrying on life as usual, much to the worry of their own children who are, like, kind of playing parent now. You know what I mean?
Trying to tamp it down. Nick, you're going to say something?
Well, there's in that article, they give a whole bunch of examples of different people doing different things that, you know, elderly people doing it. And one of them described my father to a T. My dad is 72, 73 years old. And I think what he's going through is just basic loneliness. I think he really misses interacting with people. I think he misses his sons and his grandsons. And he keeps asking us to do stuff with him. And I'm like, Dad, I would love to do things with you. It breaks my heart. I want to spend time with him.
But he
can't.
I mean, but you could let him out of the basement, couldn't you?
He's not in the basement. He has his own house.
No, this is the deal. So my dad's 94 and he lives with a woman who's has been with Sheila, who we love. I like a second mother to me. So he's got, you know, he's got company in the house. But so at 94, fought in World War II, mm-hmm. has been through it all. But Preston, you talk about that socializing thing. He goes to the gym every morning and does the treadmill, and it's a social thing.
Yeah.
All the other senior citizens are there, and that's part of the thing. It's closed.
Yeah.
He's not being – but I can hear when I talk to him, it's like, son of a bitch. I mean, you know, he was in Italy during a global war, and he's like, I can't go to my – and he's not going to be dumb about it. But as you talk about, you know, biting at the bit, the itch to get out and do it, I really sense it from him.
And, you know, Kath, I know you were saying that your parents are definitely missing everybody as well. And I wonder, like, I look at, like, what Bruce Willis is doing, right?
Yes.
I mean, is there a way that you could just, you know, like, Nick, could you blend your parents into your household?
Now it's too late.
Well, no, but hang on. I'm not done yet. Is there a way to blend into the same household, quarantine yourselves to different areas of the household, so to speak, until, you know, like that, what is it, a 14 days? 14 days. And then after 14 days, now you guys
and
are
then
like...
And then you bring Demi Moore in.
Yeah, and then you bring Demi Moore in, and...
I mean... it is a good idea. I know what you're saying. I mean, my house isn't big enough to be able to have people in different parts of the house. You know, there's only one kitchen and all that kind of stuff. If we did it from the very beginning, sure. But then that would have driven me crazy.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, both of my parents are, I mean, fortunately, my dad, you know, my dad has a lot of hobbies. So he's out biking and stuff like that, stuff that he's still able to do. So I think he's actually doing better than my mom. My mom loves socializing. She loves, you know, coming to see the grandkids and, you know, just kind of hanging out and she's not able to do that. And so all she's doing now is reading every article about the coronavirus, watching every video, watching every news station.
You cannot,
Steve.
I've had to tell so many people to walk away unless you're currently working on a vaccine yourself. Walk away from the goddamn news.
Steve, I had to convince her that she didn't need to seal up the door jams.
Oh, my God.
That coronavirus couldn't seep through the door.
Right. This isn't
it's must have missed.
Yeah.
Jerry's, she's thinking we're in the end of days, right?
When she puts lamb's blood over the doorway... Mm-hmm. Getting biblical
called,
on your ass.
And every time I talk to her, she, like, just a little bit says, like, she's like, you know what, I just keep praying, and that's really all we can do. And, you know, there's some days where I think, is this it? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, is the coronavirus over? She's like, no, like, is this it? Like, time is over. Life is over. I'm like, no, this isn't it. It's going to end. Relax.
By the way, I slept with Jimi Hendrix.
Kathy,
I just wanted you to know.
You can, I doubt it will comfort her, but have her take a glance back at history. There have been
Preston,
bigger.
She already has. Do you have any questions about the Spanish flu?
Okay.
She'll call in and give you every last detail and how they fought it and how what we're doing isn't right or how what we're doing is right.
Oh,
don't worry.
Yeah,
yeah, she's glanced
is
back.
Is she recommending
just a bit.
Tomatoes or anything like that? Or
no. Well, she did actually
apple cider
recommend
vinegar?
No, sunshine outside.
Sunshine.
In the sun.
Well, sunshine is good. I would tell, if you have to, Kathy, call up as a third party and cancel her cable subscription.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I'm sorry. Listen, I love people in the news industry. I got, you know, we have many of friends. But the 24-hour news cycle is sucking up everything I can, and with the, you know, the drums and the bum 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 bum, it'll drive you out of your mind.
Take insane.
you're not going to affect the outcome no matter what you do. You can take care of yourself and do that and take the proper precautions. Walk away. Like, today's going to be nice. Is she getting out at all, or is she staying locked in?
Oh, no. She's she'll go out. She'll walk. But, you know, like, for her, she always had a walking friend, and now she's walking by herself. So, you know, it is a bit of a change, and she does go through periods where I think she's losing her mind, but then we kind of, like, settle her down.
Now, your mom's very religious. Tell her that monks will stay in complete isolation for lengths of time to get closer to God. Okay. So,
and
maybe...
then
maybe
this
that'll help.
And then
this
say, and some monks don't talk for years. Wink, wink.
Steve, you know, I've been making binge-worthy recommendations to my dad. So I told both my parents to check out Tiger King because everybody else in the country did. So they're going to watch that this weekend. So, I mean, you know, they have Netflix. They have things to do at home. But I think it's genuinely just the human interactions, the getting out and seeing people.
Boy,
they're having a hard time with
it. Boy, I can understand it, though, Nick. If you're up in your 80s or 90s and you're like, so how much statistically, God bless me, you know, I want my dad to be around another 300 years. But that'd be really cool. It just kind of be bones and stuff. But anyway, and you're there and you know, you're supposed to be savoring and enjoying all this aspect of your life, and you're kind of put into lockdown. And again, all the stuff that he's been through, he is chomping at the bit. But again, it will pass soon. And why take the risk? Because if it doesn't, it's like when I was trying to encourage guys to get their PSAs checked and prostate stuff checked. It's not. So don't look at it for you. Look at it for the people around you, that could be an issue. Maybe you don't get it and you pass it along.
Yeah, that's true. And I understand the cabin fever thing, but I look at it as almost like a, like if you're watching what you eat, if you're on a specific diet regimen or something like that, and you just keep telling yourself, stick with it. The goal is going to be achieved. If you stick with it, the goal will be achieved. And you have to remind yourself, yes, it's a pain in the ass, but this is not going to be forever. And if you just hang on to it and can remind yourself of that, it might help you. It might help you through it.
There was, I think it was.
Easier said than done sometimes.
And everyone has their personal thing, and you don't ever want, and you're not. I mean, we don't ever want to sound like we're diminishing the people's experience with this. But yeah, I get it. But you're right. The phrase, this too shall pass, is accurate.
So there's a few examples as to why some older people might be, why they might be feeling antsy in the house. For some, it's cabin fever. Others, it's some aren't tech savvy. So like ordering stuff online and ordering from the grocery store and things like that, they may not be able to do that on their own. So if you can assist them in that, that might help out.
You can also, so here's a way to do something. If you order like an iPad online and you have it come to you first, configure it and set it up. Like maybe even like the first button is like the FaceTime button or whatever, or find out their stuff or whatever and get it set up and send it to them. If you can help bridge that gap, that's cool. But yeah, right, President, stop and think about, as I've said, look at right now with our ability to communicate and order online and all of this stuff. So imagine this was happening in the 70s, or you talk about the Spanish flu, Kathy, when all you had to do is you had your inkwell and your pen and you sat inside and there was nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard about the Grandpad?
I have, and that's a great idea.
It's an iPad for grandparents, and it's got one big dumb button, and it allows you to do really simple things.
And Nick, it really doesn't even work. It just runs an animation and makes them think that they're running.
It's just a window.
No, but the grandpad is exactly. Well, or there are those devices that you can send them. Facebook has one where you can send it, and you turn it on, and you're instantly connected to family members.
Well, I got
to
look into that because can you do FaceTime and stuff like that on this?
Yeah.
So
I got
to
get this for my mom.
My girlfriend's grandmother is in her 90s, and she just got one, and it's basic, simple communication, but it allows a grandparent who might be a bit of a technophobe or these things are too difficult or whatever to just turn it on, plug it in, and go.
By the way, how much they cost?
It's $250 with Easy Pay, Preston. Okay. It's right here, and you can do basically like you do with a phone plan. And there are variations on it. Again, if your mom or your sister has Facebook, there's a device that immediately syncs up to that. There are a number of different things available. That's a great idea, Nick. And also just the phone company that's meant for seniors?
See those during the
cellular or something? Yeah, right, all the time on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also during Matlock.
All right.
That's another easy way. I think also that's a great point. That inability to use the technology to communicate would help make them feel better.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I know we got calls coming in, but we got a break in order time. We got some guests coming up and so forth. But Vince wanted to mention there's an adopt a grandparent programs. You can check in on an older person. His girlfriend got him signed up on that.
That's a great idea.
Do a search on adopt a grandparent. And that way, you know, at least some of these people who are alone will have somebody to talk to. All right. We got a break. We're going to do that very thing. We have more matchups with Daily Rush Madness. We have another MMR Rock refund. And we're going to talk to our good friend Frank Caliendo when we return, as well as Pauly Perrette. Stay there. We'll be back in just a moment.
In these difficult times, MMR reminds you, social distancing doesn't mean you can't still be social.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Connect with us on your favorite social media platform today. After all, since we're going to be here a while, let's make the best of it together. But safely, because we don't know where your timeline has been.
Oh, my God.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
We made an announcement earlier this morning with everyone starting to post more of their at-home talents on social media. We wanted to kind of tap into this because I know we have loads of talented people in the Delaware Valley. And we have a chance for you to win some money, something we could all use a little bit of right now. $500, and we are doing what we're calling Preston and Steve's Isolation Idol. And it's your chance to showcase your artistic expression. Now, it has to be an audio artistic expression.
That's it.
Because you're gonna have to perform live on the air here on the Preston and Steve Show.
So it can't be mime.
No, none of that. But if you are musically inclined or something audio related, we would like to see a video of you doing that. And it's an audition process. And we're going to narrow those down to our finalists. And next week, we're going to have you call in and perform live. And we'll figure out a way to do it. We could use Facebook Live. We're working on a couple of different things. But anyhow, first off, we want to see your talent. All the details are available at PrestonandSteve.com. It's for $500 and the champion of Preston and Steve's Isolation Idol. Because we're seeing a lot of people performing in their and not just, you know, standard everyday people like you and ourselves. But, I mean, the big stars are doing that, too. They're performing in their own homes. Everybody's kind of getting this performance bug.
So. And our standards have never been lower.
Exactly. So
I couldn't find it on the website. Are you sure it's up there?
Marissa, are we sure it's up there? Hang on a second here, Marissa.
I am positive. If you go to WMR.com and go to the contest sections, it's right there. We'll get it up on the front page of PrestonandSteve.com momentarily.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, Nick, you should convince your dad. He's, you know, if he's biting at the bit to do something, go ahead and put together an act.
Yes. There's no limit on age. You just have to be seen over 18.
Yeah, he's one hell of a tap dancer.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can hear that.
All right. So, anyhow, details of the website. Check it out. Our next guest is on the line, and he performs in his home all the time. He's, he's called us many times performing in his home.
He's got no option now.
But yeah, exactly. That's what everybody's pretty much doing. And he's the host of the Frank Caliendo podcast, which you're going to love. So please welcome our good friend on the program this morning, Mr. Frank Caliendo.
Hey!
Is joining us. Hello, Frank.
Guys, I'm glad you have so much positive energy because I'm flustered this morning, which is probably what you didn't want to hear from me.
Well, what has you flustered, Frank?
I just put up a tweet that I spent 2 weeks on, or a week and a half, a video tweet. It's quarantine day 22, and it's me and Juliet, and it's basically Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
And I don't know censored, but I saw it on another account because I have a test account to put it up first, and it was fine. And then I put it up on my main account, and then it said sensitive material. So,
oh, what a crock of crap. So we're looking at it right now. You're recreating the scene where Tony is playing paper football game while they're sort of locked in isolation as they're at the edges of the universe.
it's everything about Avengers Endgame is kind of what I mean. I don't want to make it sound funny overall, because it's really weird how life is mirroring that movie right now. Like, so many people are lost and all this stuff, and people are just stuck by themselves, all kinds of things. So I thought, this is what our life is like. We're bored, so we're playing paper football. And then it goes into a part about us playing board games, and luckily my wife is a hoarder, and we have every board game known to man. But that voiceover I do on there, it's one of the things I'm the most proud of, because you would think it's Robert Downey Jr. doing it. It sounds just perfect.
What do you think the sensitive issue is with it?
Marissa might know. She's our social media expert.
Marissa, go ahead.
Frank, I just want to confirm that we see it just fine. That something kind of – Twitter does that every once in a while. I think it's just to mess with you. They say it's your own settings, and then you go in to try to change them, and it's fine. So the world right now can enjoy this video. And
yeah, we're watching it.
It's running, and it looks great.
Yeah.
If you pull it up, can you pull up the sound on it or no?
Marissa would have to dub that off, and then she'll work on getting it before.
Don't worry about it.
Before the
we're done. I can't recreate it, because when I do the takes on the voiceover stuff, I go and try again it perfectly. But you know the take on Tony Stark,
yeah.
Human feed, Twitter feed, 140 characters less, everything's about myself. Do me a favor. And my daughter does a great Nebula in it. She's like, she worked on it. I don't know if you've seen her.
Frank, she's damn good. She's very talented. Has this been something she's been moving towards for a while?
Well, when she was really young, I said, "Do you want to be an actress?" She said, "No, I want to be a star."
Oh, okay. There you go.
But then she got shy, and now she's kind of like in this in-between. She auditioned for some Disney Channel shows and actually did fairly well until she had to sing. But she's got some talent. She's very talented when she tries and commits to it. My son, I did a Gruden thing with my son the other day, and people thought I was dubbing in the voice for him, because he is actually James Earl Gruden. He's like, I'll tell you what. So my son comes into me. This is probably a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago now. He walks into the kitchen and he's like, my Madden just isn't very good. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, I've been working on my Madden. I go, you're 15 years old. Nobody your age even knows who that is anymore. He's like, I'm like, well, that's useless, buddy, because people don't even want to hear that from me anymore.
I grew up with John Madden, Madden football, Monday Night Football, all that stuff. My favorite thing that I've seen you do over the past few weeks is you're doing these voiceovers of some of these viral videos that are out there on social media. And the Morgan Freeman voiceover, the guy giving himself an enema with a fire hydrant, is...
That was actually Madden, wasn't it?
That was Madden. Madden. Yeah. Madden, Morgan Freeman, whatever. But, you know, that what I didn't know when I initially saw that video was that it needed a voiceover from a celebrity, and you gave that to me, so thank you.
Well, that was one of those weird things where I don't do Madden on camera a lot. I try not to do it a ton. In any kind of interview, people will always, like, Leno would always, you go, hey, you gonna do some John Madden? I'm like, listen, Madden hasn't been around for as long as you haven't been around now. I jump in the future and figure that one out. talk to Dr. Strange. We got to figure it out. But when you go Madden and Summerall and do it as a voiceover, all of a sudden it feels very nostalgic, and it doesn't feel like you're trying to just beat the same impression to the ground or anything. So people jumped on it that I didn't expect, and it just went crazy.
Well, you know what? I mean, here's what you're doing. And again, we talked about this early on when when the quarantine first started. We had Kevin Smith on, and Preston was positing the notion that we're going to see from people who are predisposed to be able to do it, we're going to see sort of a creative explosion. And, you know, you're doing it. You're doing it with the family. You're really generating a lot of content. And I'm sure it's keeping you from going flat out freaking insane.
Yeah, I've just been in a creative. I've been inspired creatively a little bit for the last 5 or 6 months.
So maybe a little bit shorter than that.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of the year, essentially, maybe a little bit.
Well, you have a skill set that most people don't have, and with like Joe Buck, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, we had him on last week, and he started doing like play by play of people's home videos, and you have this skill set that really allows itself to, you know, take some already existing content and make it better.
Yeah, are you saying I have a very particular set of skills?
Yes.
Skills
yes.
that make me a nightmare for people who become memes. yeah, I mean, I don't know of anybody who is really, maybe people were doing that before, but a lot of people were, some people were voicing over the videos, and then I started doing that, and it started to take off, especially with the Madden Summerall kind of thing.
Yes.
And then we were doing Tony Romo and Jim Nantz, and Tony Romo was just, here we go, Jim. And then you knew what was going to happen, because whenever Tony Romo goes, oh, Jim, this is incredible and amazing, and here we go, Jim. You know that whatever Frank he said just before that is going to come true. And then Jim Nantz, who's his partner on CBS, when he's broadcasting, it's like somebody's messing with the speed and sound dial, and he's like, to the sideline, Tony.
Frank, how long did it take you to do the Irishman? I watched it again yesterday. It's brilliant. It's a minute and a half long. All the impressions are phenomenal. But how long did it take you to actually put that one together?
That was like 2 to 3 days, because I shot it. The shooting of it isn't hard. That part I get done pretty quickly. And then, although I do way too many takes of everything, but then putting it together, I just go back and forth on should this be in, should this be out, or how about this, how about this, how about this, and then trying to time. Because I originally did it as a full scene, and I was like, this isn't popping the way I want it to pop. And then I watched the trailer, the original teaser trailer, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to do this, put it into the trailer instead. And then I called up my friend Greg O'Connor, who is the music guy over at Mad TV and has helped me with some other stuff as well, including the podcast. And he does all the background Morgan Freeman music that sounds like Shawshank Redemption but isn't. And this guy's just a genius. He can just make music out of nowhere instantaneously. I guess it's not instantaneously. It's probably taken him a while, but he's a magician with a keyboard and a computer. But so I called him, and he scored it. I was like, this went from being pretty good to one of the best things I've ever done. And I didn't even do a good Joe Pesci before it. I don't know where that Joe Pesci came, but it's this one, the old guy, Joe Pesci, that just talks like this. You know, and everybody does that. Hi, you know, that crazy Pesci.
Right.
Took it down and did the one from the Irishman. We had a hard time kicking or punching somebody because my joints don't work.
Yeah. Well, and it really, there's a lot of your impression. Obviously, we're big fans, but that have been tuned and reworked to match the age. The whole thing, I thought The Irishman was great, but there were certain things. I'm sure you're a fan of movies and a cinephile, so there were things about it that, you know, with the technology of hiding the age and things like that, there were just ways that they were walking as older men, you know, and they had, and De Niro was talking, the director kept having to correct him, says, I'm sorry, Robert, that's not a way a 30, I mean, Scorsese was saying, you know, Robert, that's not the way a 30-year-old walks. So he, you know, there were just some weird anomalous things. Overall, what'd you think of the movie?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. A little long overall, but yeah. I love watching those actors interact. I mean, that was more of that kind of a fun thing for me. But I'm just picturing that as the whole time. Okay, that's great. I'll walk like a younger guy. Can you grab my Metamucil for me?
Yeah.
It's funny because some people didn't realize. I didn't understand what Pacino was doing in some of it, though, because his accent changed throughout it. I mean, you watch it, and sometimes you'd be here, and there's that one line, like, nice to meet you, even if it's over the phone.
Yeah, it was not so, you know, knowing who he was playing, obviously, and knowing him, I thought it was a weird choice, but he's always great.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, just the stillness of the actors, and they're just incredible. I could never, did it seem a little bit long? I guess, but
yeah.
I was interested. And all the people that are complaining, I'm like, I'm not going to complain
about watching De Niro, Pesci, and Pacino for 3 hours.
Right.
It's just, that was pretty cool to me.
I mean, at some point, though, when we talked about this, is that how long, I mean, how about some new actors to be the next Pacino, to be the next De Niro? And if you CGI them like this all the time, you know, how are you going to cultivate the next crop? Because at a certain point, a young director named Martin Scorsese took a chance on Harvey Keitel and Robert De Niro for Mean Streets and set off two major careers. So, I mean, you know, you're like strangling every bit of ability out of these guys. It's like maybe it's time to, you know, bring in some new people.
Yeah, I mean, we need some younger mob actors.
Right. We do.
Yeah.
Maybe it really is like the mob. Maybe it's like, I'm Italian. I know what it's like. it's hard to bring the new. It's hard to bring the new crew in. You know what I'm saying? Just forget about it. All right.
Hey Frank, so how are you holding up as far as the quarantining goes? Is it has it gotten to you yet, or are you still good to go?
I've honestly been really busy trying to create the content. So
okay.
My wife is actually mad at me because I spend so much time doing it because I just completely obsess over every little piece. So it's one of those things where I'm using it as a work time, and it's like we talked about a little bit before, creatively and kind of on a little bit of a roll here. And then people, I think, need it. I mean, I think people want to be entertained. They don't want to find, you know, nothing bothers me more than the funny celebrity doing the really sad PSA, and you know, stay home. You have to stay home. Thank you, Mr. Fallon. No.
I know. Yeah.
I love these people, but it's like I don't think people can take that. I try to do the stay at home kind of thing, or stay home. But I try to do it with a little bit of a twist. Have something funny in there to make you smile at the same time. So, you know, I know it sucks too, but I'm so sad about it for you. Cause honestly, I have a pretty good life. I have a pretty big house. Not everybody has that. I get it. I'm not singing Imagine, you know, with the most beautiful woman in the world. So it's one of those types of things I'm watching and going, I don't know if everybody gets that. And I've gotten, you know, had people complain to me, you don't know what it's like. I'm not an average person in a lot of ways. I've been lucky. I've worked hard for some things, you know, and a combination has gotten me where I am. But I'm trying my best.
I hear you, Frank. Listen, the world is filled with all kinds of people. And there are people that do need that comfort and that everything is going to be okay. And then there are other people who need the laughter, and you just, you know, you're going to find the right people that are looking for what they're looking for.
Yep, exactly.
And hopefully everybody understands. We've been doing the same thing. We're taking the lighter side here and trying to keep people entertained that might be out of their regular routines or maybe even a little bit scared. And it doesn't mean that we don't have our eye on the ball. And we do mention from time to time the messages that need to be passed along. But we're all doing what we can, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what's important is once you get – listen, we all have become a little bit more, you know, what's the word? I want to say parental or something like that, but like almost like, hey.
Infantile.
No, but it's that, you know, hey, we're a little more preachy in terms of stay home because we believe it and say, hey, this. But at the same time, it don't leave your own personality. Like you said, you guys will take a moment and you'll say, hey, you got to stay home. We're all working together. It's a community thing. And I'm the biggest, I wouldn't call myself a conspiracy guy, but I'm a non-conformist in a lot of ways.
Okay. All right. An iconoclast.
Yeah, in this way, I'm like, in this situation, I'm like, you know what? It's just for the greater good. I got to join the crew, just join with everybody and try and do my best. And
like my wife and I were watching TV last night, and at a certain point, every 7 seconds, someone's telling you to wash your hands and on. At this point, if you don't know that, then come on, you know.
You know what? I'm Frank. I'm not much of a conformist either, but I did have to watch Tiger King, and that one I caved on, and I'm glad I did, to be honest.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. The one thing about that is everybody started doing a Tiger King thing immediately.
Yes.
People, like we're all in the business, and it felt like that's the one thing about the internet is that it gave everybody a chance to just get out there and, you know, I didn't even do it. I didn't even do anything with it, but like very slightly, but I didn't get into it too much because there were seven other Tiger King impressions going on. I was like, all right, I kind of missed the boat. I wasn't in on day one, so like everybody else, if people got there before me, I let it go.
Yeah, I got you. All right, well, listen, ma'am, we definitely we appreciate your call. We got to wrap up. We got a couple things that we got to get to, but the Frank Kelly on a podcast is up and running. Obviously, your social media, you're always popping awesome videos up. So
they're great.
We recommend people do that, and we'll post your information for those who aren't already on board the Frank Caliendo train. So
cool. And that if you can, again, for everybody, that one I just put out now is not really sensitive content. It's at Frank Caliendo on Twitter. If you can't spell Caliendo, the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. And it's just a fun
See alien do.
I like See alien do.
And the Cali... CaliendoCast.com for the podcast, guys.
All right.
We'll get the word out and make sure it's up on our site.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. Frank Caliendo, guys. All right. Nice. All right. We should have a minute to be able to do our Daily Rush matchups because we are scheduled. I thought we were having Pauly Perret at 9:10. She's at 9:20. So that's what we're going to do.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Matchups.
All right, a couple more highlights for now. And these are now we have ones that happened the day before because we're down to the Elite Eight. All right, so the winners of these go on to the Final Four. So the next matchup is Pierre Robert hates the Pina Colada song against Kathy's Dreamcatcher and Manthe's Alexa. Let's take a listen.
I rarely would beat up on a song. This song makes me want to vomit.
Midnight.
Oh, stop it!
In the dunes of the cave.
Wait, why do you hate it so much?
It's hideous. It's first of all, he says, my lady. You know, my lady. We've got some problems with my lady, my old lady. You know, and then I'm going to look in the newspaper and hook up some chicks trying to get away from.
I'm just surprised because it's very Buffett-esque. Yeah. And
it's
you're
not
Buffett-esque.
It's ghastly.
Okay.
It's ghastly.
Actually, Buffett has said this is a perfect song.
He has not. He has not.
Pierre, it's all rock and roll.
See?
Isn't it all rock and roll?
All right.
Turn
myself against me.
I love it. It is not Buffett-esque.
It's not.
Nauseating.
Ghastly.
It's ghastly. Thank you, Kathy. All right, and that's going to go up against Kathy's Dreamcatcher and Manthe's Alexa. Here we go.
How about some Dreamcatchers, Kathy?
No, thank you.
How about
oh, my God, I get those for Christmas every year. They go from the gift bag to the trash.
You just throw them away?
Why would I want that dumb thing? What do you want me to do with it? It doesn't catch dreams.
Manthe, read the news.
Today in news, a woman was found strangled to death with her own dream catcher. Turns out she'd been talking ill of it on air when the gift giver decided to drive over and beat the bitch to death.
Oh, my God. I love that one. And they edited out the part of you, Kathy, going, it doesn't work. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real.
Listen, I'm looking at the bracket right now, and no matter what, I think the Final Four is going to be epic. It's going to be awesome, and no matter what, the final matchup, I'm going to be very, very happy with.
Okay, right. So the way it lines up now, you see this being wonderful, because it could be, the ones that could be up for the Final Four, either Bajmir, The Bachelor Got Hard, Intern Ben, The Preacher Defends His Private Jet, Preston's mystery birthday guest, Fart Fart, Manthe's Alexa, or Pierre Hates Pina Colada song. Those are all great
solid.
Ones.
All solid.
So my two favorite videos in this entire thing could end up going against each other in the final matchup.
Right. And then you're conflicted, and then you got to make a choice.
Well, I have my favorite.
Okay. Well, the voting is up. It's on PrestonandSteve.com, so please go and place your vote today. We'll highlight one more in a little while just to remind you what they are. All right. Are you sure it was 9:20?
Yeah, I just double-checked because I wanted to make sure that there wasn't a cancellation at the last minute.
You never know with these things in these uncertain times.
Somebody texted in earlier. They're like, I hate uncertain times. You go, yes, we're making fun of it when we say that. We're not, you know, actually joining in and doing that. By the way, real quick, I know it looks like we're getting our caller on the line, but Marissa gave me some of these submissions that we got from the Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
Preston and Steve show, Ask Me Anything. Great question.
Oh, awesome. Really? I'm looking forward to it.
There's one in particular for you, Casey,
oh, man,
that I am dying to hear you answer. It is so, it's so well structured.
Really?
Yes. Yes, it's great.
I'm not that good at thinking on my toes there, Preston.
Well, we'll see how this goes. But I think Friday is when we're planning on answering
yes.
these. There's a lot of them. There's no way we're going to get to all of them. So we appreciate that. And the majority of them were for just a general show questions.
All right.
And then we had everybody, you were able to ask a question of a specific show member. So there's a bunch of those, too. So we're going to get to that. I don't know if they're done taking submissions. Marissa set it up. You can check the website. She's on the phone right now, but we'll find out.
Yep. I know what I'm going to try and do is be as honest as possible and not give what I think is a politically correct or the PC.
Or jokey answer.
Or jokey answer. Or
I got to fight that myself.
Or what I think you want to hear. No, well, listen. You can do the jokey
answer. I know it's my shtick, my deal. It's my jam.
You can start with the jokey answer. Yeah. I can't. I don't, like I said, I'm not good at like thinking on my...
I'm not
like
either.
Yeah.
I honestly, when it comes
yes,
to...
Yes, you both are. You both are good at thinking on your feet. Why do you think you guys are... Yes, you. I swear to God, you're both really good at it.
Well, when it's... when usually I have to make a choice on something, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know.
But your instincts... Preston, your instincts and Casey's, when you guys are put to the test and when you have to fire right away... Like Casey, when we did the show with on Fox, the classroom... You were phenomenal at it because you were thinking on your toes. You did really well, and you did it right off the bat. So I think you guys are giving yourselves you're beating yourselves up too much.
No sad, bro.
No sad, bro.
No sad. It's Wednesday.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to train yourself to make a choice. And like look at remember you saw Sophie's Choice, right?
Yeah.
She flipped the coin.
I didn't.
Okay.
Should I watch that before Friday?
It'll pep you up.
It'll pep you up. It's a real party movie. Did you like Revenge of the Nerds?
Same thing. Okay.
Same thing. Sophie's Choice is the same thing as Revenge of the Nerds. Wow. Yeah, yeah, who knew? All right. Well, our next guest is ready to go. She's on the line. Love her. Watched her for years on NCIS and now has her own sitcom. And it airs Thursdays 9:30 on CBS. It is called Broke. Please welcome to the program, Miss Polly Perez.
Hey!
Good morning, Polly.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Wow. You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's pretty awesome.
It's due to the enormous amount of coffee I've been drinking.
Coffee will do it. We have to congratulate you because the show debuted on CBS to record numbers. That had to feel good.
Yes, it did feel good, and we were so excited about it because we love the show. It's like we're just so excited about it. And, you know, it's like what a great time to have a super funny show that makes everybody laugh.
So I was reading an article in the LA, I believe it's the LA Times. They did an article on you and they brought that up that had to have a live audience sitcom. You know, and this is from people who did Will and Grace and Jane the Virgin. It's a good pedigree to these people and people are drawn to that stuff. And I love an old style, a three camera shoot sitcom when it's sharp and well written. And again, the reviews are really stellar. But again, you have a great ensemble. We're fans of Natasha Leggero, who we had in the
sister.
Yes, a studio number of times. But you seem to thrive in cases. Well, this is not your first time to the sitcom world, though. You were on the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, I did lots and lots of comedy before I went on. You know, a 16-year thing on another show.
Yeah,
and I was actually they kind of pulled me out of comedy to be like the comic relief on a military show about murder. So, you know.
That's a good way to put it.
That's really what it is. Yeah.
Right. So that's kind of what I was doing anyway, but I was so excited. Me too. I'm same as you. I love that old school. This is where television comedy was invented, like the multicam live audience.
Yeah.
Like you're out there doing it and it feels the energy, everything about it. I think, you know, it really comes across when we're doing it because we're really having to do it. I mean, those are real people laughing.
No, and you get that and you feed off that audience energy. Well, I'll say this as well, too. At this time, the show focuses in. So you're a single mom and you have a son and you're trying to make ends meet. Your wealthy sister or formerly wealthy sister and her husband, they're now broke and they come to live with you. And so the article I was reading pointed out the fact, and it's a salient one. Sadly, now a lot of people are going to have to try to make ends meet. And it's sort of just by happenstance is incredibly timely.
Yeah, well, you know, a family just all mashed together in one house under one roof. A lot of people can relate to that. But it was like, you know, when it first came on, I wanted people to remember, don't forget, we shot this a year ago. Actually, April. So it was exactly a year ago right now when we were doing the pilot.
Wow. So you've got the whole season shot, right?
Praise God we finished the entire season.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if you can imagine, we finished the entire season in early January.
Oh.
Like, literally, then we were done with everything in the can. Because everything in Hollywood shut down, of course. Everything.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So we got the whole thing done. I mean, that was just, we're so grateful about that, you know?
Paul, you mentioned, you know, being on a show for 16 years. Obviously, that's great. Steady paychecks. It's continued work in a business that can be hard to find, you know, regular work. But is it hard to say or nice to say goodbye to a character that you've been portraying for so long?
I will always, you know, I love Abby. I'll always be so grateful to play her and to bring her to life. And it's this bizarre thing that's still going on where, I mean, being on a show that long, I raised these children. I raised them.
Yeah.
Because these young girls all over the world, they call it the Abby effect. There's young girls all over the world that have, in real life, have pursued careers in math and science because Abby made it cool. Abby made it attainable. Abby made it something that you can do and you should do, and it's fun and awesome. And there's young girls who literally their lives have been shaped by that one fictional character.
No, that's cool.
Super proud. Yeah, I'm proud to have brought her to life. And my new character on Broke, Jackie, she's totally different, but she's also, you know, she's a cool gal. Like, she's got tools, man. I got tools too.
Yeah.
Like, she's like a mechanic and she's a bartender and she's got skills and nice. She can do stuff. She can build stuff. She can fix stuff. And I always think about like I got more tools than any dude I know except for my cousin. I'm from Alabama, y'all. Okay. So,
yeah.
I think it's great. I love that. I love that I can fix stuff and I can build stuff. And like, so can Jackie. Jackie is she's a tough gal. You know, she's a single mom raising this kid by herself before her sister showed up. Dad's in jail. Mom died. Sister takes off out of nowhere. And she's left at home with a baby. Baby daddy's nowhere. So she's, you know, she is a capable, independent female. She's yet another good role model.
I love it. I love it. And I'm happy that you're back on TV because I'm a fan and it's great to see you. So we wish you all the success with Broke Thursday nights, 9:30 on CBS. So keep kicking ass, Paulie. All right.
Thank you. I didn't know if I could say kick ass. So
yeah. Say kick ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Paulie Perrette,
yes.
Guys. I love her.
Yeah.
She's a lot of fun. And you know what? You can tell that she's really happy. I think she it went sour on NCIS for her. I know she was having personal issues with
Mark Harmon.
Yeah.
And that was,
and his dog. By the way, Steve, Mark Harmon was on Love Boat on Sunday.
You bet. It's two-part episode. Two-part episode.
How old was he? Was he a kid?
He was, I guess, right out of, he just started acting. His love interest, you remember Lisa Hartman?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so they go to Alaska.
Yeah.
It's a two-part episode.
Well, because he was
powerful.
He came from like an affluent family. She was like some Alaskan chick.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're
right. Was Lisa Hartman, was she on Bewitched? Was she
She played Tabitha when they did the sequel. She wasn't the actual young girl in the series Bewitched.
Okay.
But when they came out with the series called Tab, I always thought she was super.
Yeah.
Super hot.
And then she was on one of those evening soap opera shows, like Knott's Landing or something like that. Yeah.
Ball Sacks Are Yummy.
Ball Sacks Are Yummy.
Yeah, that was the...
I remember seeing, like, before they were stars, and Mark Harmon, they always showed him, he was in a Burger King commercial.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
I was going to say he had a role, but whatever. He was in a Burger King commercial. It was like, before they were stars, Mark Harmon, the Burger King commercial guy.
Yeah. He was, like, an impossibly good-looking guy.
Yeah,
They used to run KC specials, and you probably remember where they would show stars before they were stars. Is that what you were talking
about? That's what I'm talking about. I was wondering if this was before his Burger King days.
I don't know, because like John Travolta did commercials, and there's tons of them where you're like, oh, my God. They had to find their way and did commercials. Was
it John Wayne had done a few tampon commercials.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Do
you remember how they went? It can get messy down there.
Yes.
Why is he? Looks like the pass outside of Arizona after a big mudstorm.
It's the Red River Valley.
Red River. It's a mess. Ladies, you don't want that kind of war paint dripping down your knickers. No, but that's how you pay the bills when you're
an actor. Yeah. Oh, my God. Had no idea. The Duke, huh?
Yeah.
And Clint Eastwood.
I'm Clint Eastwood. For those not so fresh days, just cut a lemon in half and pop it in there.
Oh my God!
That's the way we do it.
He was
out on the prairie.
I guess he went on naturel.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well,
the products were different,
but so we do a conference call like Sunday through Thursday nights, and as we're on the call, Steve is going through the entire guest list of who was on Love Boat, and I was like, well, I got to tune in now, so I turned it on and I saw Mrs. Roper.
Mrs. Roper looking, she's kind of the seductress with Lauren Green.
Yeah. She was like, oh, Stanley. Like, she was like, I was like, wait a second, Mrs. Roper was kind of hot a little bit.
She was seducing the crap out of Lauren Green.
Mm-hmm. Remember, Mrs. Roper was always kind of horny for Stanley.
Yeah.
He wanted nothing to do with it at all.
Which I never got that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyhow. It's almost like TV shows aren't real.
I know. It's so disappointing. All right. I would like to remind you a couple things. We have a secret text word. So text word secret to 39333. Want a chance to win a case of beer from our friends at Sly Fox. We got that for you.
Yeah.
And also, if you are interested in $500, we have MMR's Rock Refund. And that is on the way at 10. We're going to go ahead and take a break and come back in a second. Get the bizarre file. We will not be gone long. So stay close.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Five Finger Death Punch. Blue Stones. Now I'm shaking off the rust. Disturbed.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
We announced a little thing we are going to try out, and we're going to see how you respond because of people being stuck at home, or a lot of people, most people are being stuck at home and having some extra time on their hands. I mean, even if you are going to work, when you come home, you're still kind of relegated to hanging into your general area. And it's you may be dabbling a little bit more in some artistic endeavors that you've always wanted to pursue, or maybe you do and you're just getting refining things a little bit more. Nonetheless, I think we're seeing people, the inner performer, come out more.
The seed has been planted. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of things that are conspiring to create what I believe will be our next generation's collection of moderate talent.
That is correct. Moderate talent. Yeah. Well put. So we're doing a thing called Isolation Idol. And this is a chance for you, the home performer, to show us what you got. And we're actually going to have performances live on the Preston and Steve Show. That's the difference. It's not just a send in your video and then we'll vote and all this. No, you got to bring it live on the air on the Preston and Steve Show. From your home, and we're going to figure that all out. But first, we have an audition process. The audition process is you sending a video of you performing. And we'll take a look, and we'll whittle that down to our finalists. And then we'll get on the air, and we'll see how it goes. So if you sing, if you anything audio-wise, if you sing, if you play an instrument, and it doesn't just have to be guitar, it can be, trumpet or tuba. In fact, we invite these a little more off-the-wall things.
Yeah, maybe a harpsichord. Maybe you're a street poet.
Yeah.
Maybe whatever.
Do impressions.
Yes.
But it's just got to be audio. You're a drummer. Whatever. We want to see the video so we can hear it and ascertain whether or not you fit into the finalist category or not.
I don't know if you guys...
Oh, and there's a $500 cash prize, by the way.
500 smackers.
Yeah, most importantly. I don't know if you guys remember a few years ago... Weezer was doing something called a Hootenanny.
Yes.
And so they had people submitting them playing an instrument to basically perform on stage with a whole bunch of other people. And there was one guy in particular who was doing the didgeridoo, and I had never ever heard a didgeridoo played the way this guy played. It was amazing. Well, I would love to see something like that.
If you have a didgeridoo, anything like that. And again, just record it with your phone. We just need a video just to verify that you have that capability. And audio is key.
I think that was a hit back in the 60s, doing the didgeridoo.
Yeah, doing the didgeridoo.
Yeah.
You push your didgeridoo in.
Yep, and you do the didgeridoo.
Yeah, exactly.
It was all the rage for a time. Somebody texts in and says, Steve, this sounds like a good opportunity to let my Tibetan throat singing shine.
Hell yeah!
If you can actually do that, we want to hear it. All
hey,
right?
Miss, listen, it worked for that, the band, the for the Who or Who?
Yeah.
Right? Those are all throat singers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every one of those bastards.
And they're doing the didgeridoo.
They're doing the didgeridoo like nobody do.
All right, so it's Isolation Idol. And we're gonna whittle it down to our finalists, and each day we're gonna have a group of performers call in or FaceTime in. We're gonna figure out exactly how this works. Most likely it's gonna be Facebook Live, and then we will pick two winners from that day, and we'll see how many days we get out of this, and eventually we'll narrow it down to a finals. And so we're testing to see how many responses we get before we commit.
We don't know.
Commit to how many we're going to be doing per day and how many we'll have total.
It's a shot in the dark. And we've routinely hated talent shows like this until it became our talent show.
That's correct.
Then it's something that is really worth doing.
Yep. All right, so good luck on that. And let's do our last matchup for Daily Rush Madness.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
All right, these are the final two of the Elite Eight. This is it. All right.
Oh,
so
my God.
Our last matchup in the Gadzooks section of brackets are Fart Farts versus Preston's birthday mystery guest.
Oh, my. This is painful.
It's like choosing which of your children you're going to take.
Or are telling or the one you've already chosen.
That, too, yeah.
Years before.
All right, here we go. This is Fart Fart.
Like
what was the there's a fart at
I
the
don't
end.
Know where the fart came from, but I love it.
That play is that at regular speed, right. Please.
Kathy thinks this is hilarious.
She's crying.
It boggles my mind how you still find it this funny that the three of you can't contain yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy's smiling while this is playing.
You know what's funny? So every time we play that one, I go to respond. When you say, Kathy thinks this is hilarious, like it's almost like it's real time. I lean into the mic to say, no.
No, it's not. No.
All right,
that's the only one I don't want to move on.
That video is going up against Preston's birthday mystery guest, and here we go. Do you cook? I mean, like, would people know you for your cooking?
Yes.
Jesus, none of this is helping me.
The island cooking journalist drummer.
I mean, come on.
Black
how can I
drummer.
Not? How can I not get it?
Yes.
I know. Yes. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know?
Wait till you see him.
I have no idea.
All right, Preston.
Damn it.
Take off your blindfold.
Hey! Hey!
Yeah, see. Wait a minute.
Preston, this is one of the construction workers in our building currently.
He said yes to every question on purpose. You suck. I was expecting somebody famous.
He was. You know, he was a famous chef.
Take my blindfold off. Oh, my God, I can't believe you're here. Wow, that's really cool.
It was great.
It was excellent. All right, so the voting is up to you. So you go to PrestonandSteve.com, watch the videos, and place your vote. Only takes a moment of your time. As Marissa has said, you don't need to enter any information. You just click on the vote.
That's it.
And let us know. So we would appreciate your participation. All right, let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, a couple of stories to pass along to you. A Florida woman and her 61-year-old father. This is horrible.
Oh, boy.
Were hit in the head with a baseball bat after approaching a large group of college-age people and warning them about social distancing. The attack happened Saturday night off of Key West and left both victims with head injuries. The 21-year-old woman told police that she and her father were on a boat. They saw about 20 people drinking on the beach. Florida had issued a stay-at-home order last week that includes a ban on gatherings of 10 people or more. The woman said she and her father confronted the group about social distancing and asked them to keep the noise down, but at least one assailant grabbed a baseball bat and struck both victims in the head. It's unclear how many people took part in the assault. The group immediately took off on three boats that were docked nearby. No one has been arrested.
So that's your response? Instead of just saying F you, you smash them in the head with a baseball bat?
Yeah, I think they came upon the wrong people to try and
they were not down with the concept of social distancing.
No. And you know what? And that's kind of a cautionary tale. I know you're doing your part. And when you see people who aren't doing their part, you may want to confront them, but you never know exactly who you're dealing with, and you just hope that maybe the authorities will get a chance to, or somebody in, you know, in an authoritative position can come over and take care of that.
Like that neighbor across the street with his shirt off, swinging a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let it be.
Yeah, yeah. Both victims were taken to the hospital for treatment. Authorities said the woman had a large lump on the back of her head, while her father had a big lump on the side of his head. So, you know, they're going to try and find out who did that. All right, this is pretty wild. In a follow-up story, the estranged wife of Anne McLean, a decorated NASA astronaut, has been indicted on two charges of lying to federal authorities following a public dispute in which she had accused McLean of improperly accessing their joint bank account from the International Space Station.
From space.
Yes. So I do remember this story.
I do, yes.
The details have come in, and it's interesting. Summer Warden, a former Air Force intelligence officer and National Security Agency employee, by the way, is accused of making false statements to the Federal Trade Commission and NASA's Office of Inspector General. The indictment was handed down by a grand jury in Houston. Warden is expected to make her initial appearance on April 13th. The indictment does not name the astronaut McLean, but the attorney's office identified her as a commissioned officer in the U.S. Army on detail in NASA's Johnson Space Center. So,
well, it could be one of any astronauts.
Right. So Warden maintained multiple accounts at USAA Federal Savings Bank and shared access with McLean. In March of 2019, Warden filed a complaint with the FTC alleging McLean had improperly accessed one account on two dates in January of that year.
We're the bank that cares about astronauts.
Warden claimed that she had opened a new account in September of 2018 and reset her password to prevent McLean from accessing her accounts. But the indictment alleges that Warden actually opened an account in April of 2018 and did not even change her login credentials until January of 2019. So she lied about that, which means that the astronaut could not have access to her account. So the couple's separation reportedly involved a parenting dispute.
What if they had asked the astronaut to come in?
Right.
I really can't.
I'm out of the country right now. If convicted, Warden could face up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. Wow.
That stuff gets touchy.
Yep. An Illinois man who suspected that is, and this is a terrible story, too.
Oh, with the terrible.
I'm sorry.
And the not good.
An Illinois man who suspected that his girlfriend had contracted COVID-19, shot and killed her and then himself, and then they both tested negative for the disease.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We must assume he was unhinged at some level.
I'm going to guess. But you know, so deputies went to the home. It was a welfare check because the people hadn't heard from these people in a while. And they found Patrick Jezernik and Cheryl Schrieffer dead in separate rooms with obvious signs of trauma to their heads. The couple, who were not married, had been together for 8 years. A revolver containing two spent shells, casings, and live rounds were found near his body. There were no signs of struggle. The home was neat and orderly. A man at the scene told deputies that Jezernik's parents asked him to check because they had not heard from their son in a while. But Steve, a check of the address showed no previous calls for service in regards to domestic disputes. Family members had arrived and told authorities that Jezernik had been scared that he and Schrieffer had contracted COVID-19, saying Schrieffer had been tested 2 days earlier. The relative said that Schrieffer had been having a hard time breathing and that, to their knowledge, she had not gotten her test results. So,
I mean,
I don't know, man.
Wait
for the test results.
And also realize most people will recover.
Yeah. All right. And then one last story. All right. A good story concerning the coronavirus. $40,000 can buy a lot of things. For a couple, one couple, it bought them a single bottle of bourbon, a generous sum of money that is going to help keep a well-known local restaurant afloat. While restaurants are considered essential businesses, many of them are left essentially broke right now. Suzanne Perry and her husband are the owners of Dat's, a popular restaurant chain in Tampa Bay. Suzanne said it was weeks ago when the pandemic really started to elevate and she became worried about her business. But with some valuable collectibles on their shelves, Suzanne and her husband started listing some things on their website to sell. She said, we did sell some Remy. That was $3,700. We've sold $1,000 bourbon. But the most valuable item at all that was listed was the Pappy Van Winkle 25-year-old bottle of bourbon. Suzanne said that she did some research online to see how much the bottle was worth, and she decided to list it for $20,000.
Wow.
She said she got some calls from people trying to lowball her for the bourbon. She said, I know those weren't the right people to own this.
To turn it into hand sanitizer?
Yeah. The right person with the right intention was going to be a proud owner, and a buyer showed up in a big way, a check written to Dad's for $40,000.
So twice the asking price.
Yeah, Suzanne said when she first saw the cashier's check, she thought it was a mistake. She said the money from the check has already helped her to hire back 6 of her staff members.
That's wonderful.
And is currently helping provide meals for local health care workers and first responders. She said, as much as we love that bourbon, and it was hard to part with it, it wasn't hard to part with it when we got to keep our staff. And the buyer's only request, that they remain anonymous. So we need
to find out who they are.
That's a great.
That's
a great story. So I thought that would be a good one to end with. Yes, Casey.
I forgot to put this little sound clip up here.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's 1 minute after 10 o'clock. So that means we have your opportunity to win some cash. Let's do this.
93.3 WMMR. Now, your rock refund keyword.
The word that you need right now is miss. M-I-S-S. All right, M-I-S-S. You have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter it. Three ways to do that. Via text to the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or if you'd like to be automatically entered for the $10,000 grand prize, enter it on the MMR mobile app or at WMMR.com. And one random entry wins $500 in this company-wide contest. That person will get a call from Beasley, so be sure to answer your phone. Contest rules are available at WMMR.com. Sponsored by A&T Subaru and Chevy in Sellersville. Good luck to you. Next chance is at noon with Pierre. Noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. are the next opportunities. With that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Lesson question, trash music news. That stuff's coming up.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Facebook, Twitter, you know, the usual places.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We're going to do the lesson question for now, though, and give away a $50 dining gift card for Carrabba's. If you can answer this question correctly, let's go with this. Beautiful Boy was about Sean Lennon. And which John Lennon song was about his son Julian Lennon? 215-263-WMMR. Okay, Beautiful Boy was about Sean Lennon. But what John Lennon song was about his other son Julian? 215-263-WMMR. Give us a call right now. We'll do the trash while you're calling.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3-WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, let's get into it, Steve. What you got?
Well, Alanis Morissette defending her decision to appear on the cover of Health magazine at a park breastfeeding her baby. Morissette says it was a quiet, perfect moment shared with her, her daughter, the photographer, and 30 Teamsters fixing a sinkhole.
Oh, my God.
First, there was Victoria Beckham singing the praises of a cheap moisturizer sold at Target. Now, Gigi Hadid is revealing she uses a face wash, only $4. Hadid says she gets great results, and the secret is just be a supermodel.
Yeah, that's it.
And finally, Bachelor star Colton Underwood releasing his memoir the first time last week. And he says he, as a virgin, he often got fully aroused while filming the series. Underwood said sometimes his pee-pee stick would often sneeze yogurt into his underoos. That's your Hollywood trash.
All right. We'll see if somebody knows the answer to our lesson question. Beautiful Boy was about Sean Lennon. And which John Lennon song was about his son Julian Lennon? 215-263-WMMR. I'm going to go to Ron for the answer. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
All I did was get out of the shower.
That's it?
Yes.
All right. What was the name? So Beautiful Boy was about Sean Lennon. What was the song about Julian Lennon?
Oh, yeah, You.
Oh, yeah, You. Yeah, that's right. Hang on a second. You got it right, Ron, and we're gonna give you a $50 dining gift card for Carrabba's. You can pick up your favorite Carrabba's Italian Grill signature dishes like Chicken Brian, Pollo Rosa Maria, and Chicken Marsala, or you can get dinner delivered right to your door. Order online at Carrabba's.com. Time for music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Let's begin with Nickelback. A new documentary about Nickelback is on the way. The news was revealed by guitarist Ryan Peake, who said in a new social media post that the film was very close to being released.
Is it called Tigerback?
Nope, not Tigerback. Peake explained on Twitter, "We teased a documentary on our tour a year and a half ago, and I won't bore you with all the details. It is very close to being released, so please stay tuned. I would say in the next month or two, we may have something for everybody who wants to see everything Nickelback. Even if you don't want to see everything Nickelback, we will have it all for you." So that's on the way.
I think I am going to, I'm just going to go right to order this movie on Blu-ray.
I think you should
not go completely right with a Nickelback documentary.
It needs to be in your collection.
Absolutely.
Dave Grohl's latest True Story installment on Instagram focuses on the time that he was asked to jam with musical titan Prince.
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters main man was invited to join Prince and his band for soundcheck during the Purple One's 21-show residency at the Los Angeles Forum in 2011. Dave said, "It was a proposition that I'd wished for my entire adult life, but never in my wildest dreams had imagined possible. Jam with Prince. Absolutely unfathomable. That's like dancing with Fred Astaire, baking with Betty Crocker, bong hits with Bob Marley." Grohl's latest piece of writing recounted also how he counted down the days until the jam session while also touching on the first time he saw Prince live, how the late singer shut down the Foo Fighters' release of a Darling Nikki cover, and how Dave felt about Prince working the Foo Fighters' Best of You into his Super Bowl halftime show medley. Which was pretty wild when that happened. We're like, wait, Prince playing Foo Fighters?
Right.
Because what is that all about?
There was that Darling Nikki thing. And we thought there was at least a bit of friction or something. And there he was celebrating the music of the Foo Fighters.
I think maybe Prince, maybe he felt bad about
and
did that as kind of a thank you. So that's a big deal. So I do want to see that full story. It's on Dave's Instagram stories. Billy Joe Armstrong has said that he has penned 6 new songs for the band while practicing self-isolation at his home. He said, "I've been writing a lot of music and I had all these melodies in my head, so I wrote like 6 songs since all this has been going on." The singer-guitarist added, "I don't know when I can get together with Mike and Trey, but I told them to make sure that they're quarantined for now.
Just do what you always do. Nothing.
And then I hope down the road that we can get back in the studio." Armstrong also revealed that what else he's been doing while quarantined in his home with his wife, Adrienne. He said, "I've been indoors like everybody else on the planet right now, waiting around to see what happens next. I've been going through the office a lot, going through all of my punk and rock and roll documentaries, trying to read a little bit here and there, and hanging out with my dogs."
When they did Uno, Dos, they did the 3 hours, right?
Yep.
That was all released sort of at once, was it not? Or am I misremembering?
No, I think it all came out at once.
Okay, so he's kind of a prolific mofo.
One after the next, Marissa sang?
Oh.
3 weeks?
Okay. Over 3 weeks. Okay. Yeah.
So pretty much at the same
time. Yeah.
Steve, you were talking earlier about, you know, how life and businesses and whatever else will change during and after this. You know, when it comes to recording, you don't really have to be in the same room at the same time. You
not
know,
at all.
And so musicians are proving that right now. So, yes, I'm sure it would be ideal to have everybody back in the same place, but what would prevent them from doing something like that now?
I mean, a perfect example is us. Later on, we're recording our Jazz Fusion album, and you're at home, Kathy's at home.
Yeah.
We're here. I mean, it's, you know.
That's
and,
true.
Yeah, and Kathy's already kind of given a hint, Preston, she's going to blow us away with a piccolo solo.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. That's cool.
Come on, yeah. Give it away.
Like Anchorman.
Hmm. And by the way, One World Together at Home, produced by Global Citizen and the World Health Organization, will also feature appearances from Green Day. And and I'm not sure if it's going to be Billy Joe or Green Day or not. Chris Martin, Billie Eilish, Eddie Vedder, Paul McCartney, John Legend, Elton John, Lady Gaga, and many, many more. That's going to be coming up on, when the hell is that?
Is that
April 18th.
April 18th. So the 18th of April.
ABC, NBC, and CBS, and more networks to be announced. All right, and then one final thing. I love this story. This is great. 40 years. Her Belladonna solo classic, Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks, has finally heard the sound of a white winged dove singing. And some interesting points about this song. She wrote the song after hearing Tom Petty's first wife tell her that the couple had met at the age of 17. But due to her southern accent, it sounded like Edge of 17.
Oh.
So that's where she got the idea of the title for the song.
It's a great song.
And then she posted a message and video on social media with the backstory of the singing dove. She said, in 1980, I was flying home from Phoenix, Arizona, and I was handed a menu. And it said on the menu, the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing, oh, oh, oh. And so, quite literally, she took it from this menu. Had no idea.
So you're saying the first line of this song could have been, try our fajitas.
Could have been. But instead, no, what she read was, the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing, ooh, ooh, ooh. So she makes her home here in the great saguaro cactus that provides shelter and protection for her. She said, as you well know, I was very taken with that whole picture and went on to write Edge of 17. But over the last 40 years, I can honestly say I've never heard a dove sing until now. Several days ago, outside my room, I started to hear the sound of a bird singing and the same thing over and over. A little ah and then three oohs over and over again. I thought it was an owl, but a friend of mine said, no, that's a dove. And I started to cry. This dove had come here to watch over me. So we filmed her singing her song, and I'm sending it out to her, to you with love, Stevie Nicks. So I want to play. We should have this, Casey.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so here we go. No, that's not it. Hang on a second. Here we go. Yeah, you've heard it. I hear this in my house all the time.
Hold on.
So she got to hear it, and then she killed it and had it for lunch.
Shut up! I'm trying to get my sleep!
Yeah, she said she had never heard it before. Yeah,
it's a pretty common bird sound.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, listen. But
maybe she never paid attention.
She's in studios all the time.
Yeah.
She's too busy writing songs based off menus.
I never knew that it was just like the white winged dove. I had no idea until...
Just like the what? It's a great song.
That lyric?
Until you had said it here, maybe within the last 5 years. I was I mean...
You thought it was one wing, right, Case?
No, I was like... It might have even been like wide window. I don't even know. Like,
just like a wide window sings a song called Window Nation. Ooh, ooh, said ooh, buy one, get one free.
You're never going to find a better deal when it comes to windows. Says right here on this menu. Specials aren't going on for long, long, long. Take advantage of it now.
So you learn things.
You do learn things.
Learn stuff.
Yeah, thanks,
guys. So she had she
just
signed
like
up.
Jackson, selling for less.
She had written, P.S. She has been here for days. I think she's here for good. So
I love it.
Thought that was kind of neat. All right, as we take a break, which is what we're going to do now, we're going to give away our secret text word prize, and Kathy alone holds the power right now. We could just sit here for a while and not go anywhere until she decides what number caller.
It's up to her.
It is.
It's in her hands.
I hand it to you, Kathy. The keys to MMR are now yours.
Do not
take a little time.
F it up.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go get my cats. Seven.
7.
Whoa.
Oh! The lucky 7.
That was underwhelming. I thought you guys would have been more excited.
I
was thinking 17 because we were talking
Preston,
about the...
You hate single-digit numbers. You know what?
When we're taking a commercial break...
I know. I should have known. Okay. I you know what? I swear this goes all the way back...
You want to fix it?
This goes all the way back to intern Steve, okay? Steve Vasilotti, who now works with DiBella.
Tell me.
Even back then, you would ask me for the number, and he would always say to me, don't give us a damn big number. Something in the single digits. I don't feel like filtering through these phones. So I would always go somewhere between, 1 through 9. And it just kind of stuck with me. But he's gone years now, so I think I can get past it.
He's DiBella's nightmare.
I think you can finally get over the fact DiBella's that Steve doesn't work with us anymore. All right, caller 7-215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the secret text word. We'll grab a random texture as well, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Small businesses are the backbone of our local communities, and right now, they could use our help. Introducing WMMR's Operation Shop Local, encouraging you to buy a gift card from your local business to use in the future. But the cash you spend helps the business right now during a rough time. You can also make a difference patronizing businesses offering home delivery or curbside pickup. If you run a local business, go to WMMR.com and list your business in our directory of available goods and services. Operation Shop Local is a free service. WMMR is promoting this local business directory for our listeners to review and support when possible. We're all in this together. A message in the community interest from the Beasley Media Group and WMMR.
But Wednesdays are wonderful because, number one, we're, making our way through the work week. But number two, we do special things like the secret text word. We were looking for caller number 7, and lo and behold, Mike is caller number 7. Good morning, Mike.
You guys rock.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the love. Hey, if you give me the secret text word, I give you a prize. That's how this works. What is the secret text word?
Head.
What was it? Head?
Yes.
That's right! We got some beer for you. Hang on the line. We'll get your information.
Beer is good. Let's go drink some beer.
It could have been the other way.
So we're going to give him a case of Sly Fox... Vulpulin IPA bursting with Citra and Mosaic hops that provide notes of stone fruit and mango. Woo! This easy drinking IPA is a must for your quarantine stockpile. And you can also order your favorite bites and brews at SlyFoxBeer.com. Available for pickup at all Sly Fox locations. And we're also going to give that same prize to Mark DiGiovanni.
Hey!
Mark is from Chad's Ford, by the way.
Let's go drink some beer.
Any idea who does that?
No.
I don't know either, but I love it.
Stevie Nicks?
Yeah. That's the follow-up to Edge of 17. So Mark's from Chad's Ford, and he's going to get the case of Sly Fox Vulpulin IPA as well. So congratulations. Lo and behold, I think I said that twice now.
Yeah.
Pierre Robert is in the studio. Hey, man.
Hello.
It is very nice to see you today, sir.
As nice as it is to see you, it is to see all of us.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Agreed.
Is it nice outside? Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Really nice.
Yeah, outside. It looks really nice.
I had a most unusual problem. Well, last night was the pink moon.
Did you get to see it? It was cloudy.
I went for a walk, and I was able to catch it before it got quite dark. But it was still outlined.
It about maybe like 8:45 ish. There was a big break in the clouds.
Ah, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, somebody sent me a picture of it, so it made an appearance at some point.
Yeah. It's one of the big moons we'll see this year.
Right.
So that was cool. And then it did get cloudy, as Steve mentioned. And then I was going to bed about 2-ish or so, and it started thundering and lightning and bright spots of flashing light. So I went out to watch, and I go, oh, this is cool. Then I sauntered back and drifted off to sleeping land. And then I woke up this morning and came out to my automobile, Thomas, and put my stuff in and got in and realized I had not plugged my car in my little garagey thing. I just left it in the driveway. And it was so lovely yesterday. I left the sunroof open.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Man. I came out, and
oh, no.
My hand sanitizer is floating in my cup holder.
Oh, no.
I looked over, and there's a little boat of hand sanitizer in my double cup holder thing, and you have to just laugh at that. You know, the bizarreness of the times we're living in, hand sanitizer everywhere, first of all, but that it's floating in my cup holder, which I hadn't, because I hadn't closed the sink. But I had an old pair of corduroys in the back that I was able to use to sop some of it up. But my paper towel roll that I always carry in the car, of course, was sopping wet.
Yeah.
So
how was my drama. Electronics or anything damaged?
Yes, I think so. Because I'm on the freeway coming here, and I'm accelerating, and it says the brake is on. I go, the brake is not on. But yeah, and so I might have a problem. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No.
Oh, Omagoo. Wow.
Sorry to hear that, sir.
It's an oh dear and Omagoo.
By the way, some people texting in, a lot of people texting in. That song is by a band called Psycho Stick.
Psycho Stick.
That's who does Beer, the beer song, exactly.
I thought that you guys made it up.
No. I don't think any of us could yell that loud. Well,
Nick could.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You are correct about that. We should do the letter for the people listening. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
N as in no. All right. Sad bro no. Dozer.
No sad bro dozer. We're going to set you up. And I keep track of the letters because on Friday we're giving somebody a case of Stateside Vodka. 4 t-shirts, 4 rocks glasses, a tour for 4 of the distillery, and a $150 gift certificate for the tasting room. Stateside Vodka, Philly's hometown distillery, is now delivering right to your home. And it's available throughout Champaign. Where the hell did I get that?
Champaign, Illinois? Throughout,
no, I was thinking about a case of Champaign. I thought about it. I'm like, what other hard alcohol comes in cases? All right, so anyhow, Philadelphia and the PA suburbs. You can visit statesidevodka.com for details. Sometimes I have the ability to think about other things while I'm reading things out loud because I read things out loud so often.
Yes.
Every now and then the things in my brain come out of my mouth. By the way, they provided the engraved bottles for the last bitch box party, so we're excited to
get
that away.
They're so cool. I actually have one in the office still. I'm not getting rid of it.
I bet you they got a lot of customers off of that giveaway because people were raving about it.
Yep. What's up on the show today, Pierre?
We will have the Rock Refund, as you mentioned, coming up at noon and 2 p.m. for me, 4 and 6 with Jackson, 8 p.m. with Bam Bam. Yesterday, you know, sometimes our listeners who are out of the region but who listen online or who stream, you know, lament that they don't get in on a contest. And my winner lived in Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I love it.
And what was his name? Dan, I think it was his name. And he so cool because I said, did you grow up in Philly? No. I just discovered you by accident. I said, you didn't even have a friend out there who said, check out my hometown station, MMR. No, I just discovered, and I've been with you guys for a couple of years.
Wow.
And I just love that. So
that is cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
So you never know when you could win. And 4 and 6 with Jackson and Jackie Bam Bam has one at 8 p.m. as well. I have workforce blocks of Bruce and Peter Gabriel and Hailstorm.
Mm.
So we're going to have some fun in the noon hour.
By the way, somebody who's texting in and wants to help you out, Pierre, it says that what you need with your car, you need to do is fill the interior of it with dry ice, and that should fix it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so you may want to try that.
I'll just go to the
show
store,
today.
Put on my mask, and buy some dry ass.
Mm-hmm. Dry ass?
Dry ass.
Yes. Do you sell dry ass?
Did you hear that Charmin commercial you were running? I mean,
yes.
It says... I mean, it's singing about your booty. I've been going.
Bill Weston loves it.
Am I hearing this?
I'm not really even lying. This? He like
really?
Yes. He thinks it's so funny.
Huh?
And he knows funny, man.
He does. Yeah. He knows the ha ha.
Knows the ha ha. I want to thank our sponsors, Preston Steve Show, brought to you by Acme. You now enjoy convenience of ordering your groceries online. You can check them out
at
shop.acmemarkets.com. Also brought to you by WSFS, WSFS Bank. Where we stand for service. Tomorrow on the program, we will be speaking to Kelsey Seffry. That is Seth from Tiger King. Seth is the one that got his arm ripped off.
Yes.
So we are going to talk to Seth tomorrow. Should be interesting. And Dr. Oz is going to be on the program as well. Don't forget, we're looking for your talents. It's Isolation Idol. You performing for us live on the air from the comfort of your own home. Details are at WMMR.com. Click on contest or go to PrestonSteve.com. $500 cash prize. Get the details there. But send in your audition tape because we want to start to figure out what type of interest we have here.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You Line.
Oh, what would Brian Boitano do if he were here today? I bet he'd stay home for a week or two. That's what Brian Boitano would do. And you all should too, you stupid mother.
Next message.
You got me thinking I gotta make some banana bread, bitches. You had me at chocolate chips. Yeah.
Next message.
Listen to the birds. They're singing. And they say, the rain is trying to sleep, you dog.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line. Call 484-434-1333. MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.